following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the Getting Place. If you need it, we got it.
By Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come back home.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week four of the 2018 football season, and tonight's contest has three big Clay County storylines. First of all, the 3-0 Black and Gold look to get off to their first 4-0 start since 1997. Secondly, a host of injuries are wreaking havoc on the Dogs. And finally, head coach Jake Johnson continues in the early stages of his tenure here in Clay County. However, a 1-1 Mount Juliet Christian Saints team has made the lengthy commute to Salina this late summer evening to try to make some storylines of their own. Saints head coach Dan Davis brings his Mr. Football finalist Darius Heilig and the rest of his team in fresh off a bye week, and they hope to replicate their 42-15 dismantling of the Bulldogs last year. We're glad you've joined us tonight for the eighth meeting between the Mount Juliet Christian Saints and the Clay County Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County Turns to Us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint. It will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show in our fourth game of calling live Bulldog football action in this 2018 season. For the third time already this year, we're here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high top Joe Neal Leach Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and as usual, I'll be bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. I'm pleased to be accompanied this evening by two wonderful gentlemen. First of all, our network producer, Rob Edwards.
First time I've ever been called a wonderful gentleman, I think, here, Daniel. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hot and muggy in here tonight.
It certainly is. And also joining us, as always, is our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
It was hot last week, guys, but I believe it's they turned it up a notch tonight here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. But it was a perfect vantage point last week to see head coach Jake Johnson's first win. We hope we get to see you second tonight here, guys.
That's an exciting contest.
Going up against a private tonight, Mount Juliet Christian, and one of the best backs we'll see all year in the form of Darius Heilig. Going to be a challenge.
Certainly is. I think Mr. Football finalist in Division Class, Division II, Single A, and over 2,000 yards rushing last year, and that speaks for itself.
It does. Going back to last week, it sure was a grind, but it was a win. And, you know, they don't all have to be pretty. The Dogs are at 3-0 and looking to get to 4-0 for the first time in 20 years. And I also feel like we've had a pretty good start here in the second season of the Horizon Sports Network. But we wouldn't be off to that good start without our sponsors.
Well, they, you know, we talk about them. We're going to continue to do it. It's never been an issue. This is our second year, but this is actually kind of our third season because we did football and basketball. They've answered the call.
They have, and, of course, they're the ones that make these broadcasts possible. And listeners out there, if you're listening to us, they need to know that they're the ones that let us come into your home, your car, wherever you're at. If it wasn't for those sponsors, you wouldn't have the privilege of listening to Bulldog football live here on the Horizon Sports Network. So we want to ask you, when you go in to do business with them, let them know that you appreciate their sponsorship, as we do. We also want to ask you to pick up a copy of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of our coverage that's in print each week. the two work together to bring what we think is the best coverage possible of Bulldog sports altogether. You mentioned basketball earlier.
It's pretty extensive stuff. I think it would rival a large school's coverage.
Well, we appreciate that. We try our best, and with you guys here on the network, I think it is the best. But back to the paper. Last week's paper chronicled the Dogs' big win over Republic, and in case you missed it, here's what was in print as we dive into the Horizon Weekly Recap. The headline read, Dogs grit out Johnson's first win to improve to 3-0. The story told how Clay County fought tooth and nail against a much-improved Trailblazer team and won what Johnson described as a dogfight by a score of 34-20. It was a classic seesaw battle, and boy, was that second half pressure packed, Daniel.
It certainly was, Thomas. Let's jump back to the start of that and run through a scoring summary. Following a scoreless opening quarter, junior newcomer Mason Sharp's first career touchdown came from 3 yards out on the opening play of the second stanza, and Clay County jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Two plays into their following possession, Republic responded with a 48-yard jaunt to pay dirt, followed by a two-point run, which gave the Trailblazers an 8-6 advantage. Then after the team's traded punch, Clay County struck again. This time it was junior White Burks who sprinted 35 yards virtually untouched for the score. He added a physical two-point run, and the Bulldogs regained a 14-8 lead with 6:40 left in the half. Republic again responded with a 93-yard touchdown pass to even it up at 14-14 heading into intermission. Miscues and misfortune for both teams ruled the pressure-packed second half that you mentioned, Thomas. It began with a botched kickoff, handing Clay County an unexpected opening possession, but the Dogs killed the drive with a red zone fumble. Errant punt snaps then led to the team swapping scores. Burks had a 7-yard touchdown, which made it a 20-14 lead deep in the third, and Republic ran one in from 6 yards out to knot it back up at 20 in the fourth with 11:41 to play. Pinned deep by senior punter Joseph Jowen's leg, Republic gave Clay County a decisive gift in the form of another bad snap. This time, one of the shotgun variety sailed over the Trailblazer quarterback's head, and the Dogs broke the tie one final time when freshman Wade Coons recovered the loose ball in the end zone, and the Bulldogs went ahead 26-20. Senior B.J. Emerton then sealed the deal for Clay County with an undefended 28-yard touchdown catch off the arm of junior quarterback Jake Ashcock to put the game away. Senior Jared Markham added a two-point run to account for the final margin. Final score, as you said, Clay County 34, Republic 20.
You know, in that game, Daniel, Clay County had a total of 266 yards of offense, including a whopping 56 carries for 240 yards and 3 touchdowns on the ground, and only 4 passes for a total of 26 yards and a touchdown by Ashlock, who was 2 for 4 with that TD. The two completions were to Sharp, he caught one for negative 2 yards, and Emerton, the 28-yard touchdown pass. While Burks rushed 23 times for 139 yards and 2 touchdowns to earn the TDS top performer that week, Daniel. What an outing by that young man.
It very gritty performance. Coach Johnson is very impressed with him. I look to see more of him tonight.
And you got to talk about the newcomer, Mason Sharp. He got the first touchdown like you chronicled. Looked like a seasoned veteran and never played a down.
He did. He kind of set the tone early in that game. You know, Burks was the overall yardage leader, but it was really Sharp that set that tone.
He did. He had 19 carries for 68 yards in that TD. While Markham in limited action had 11 carries scattered throughout the game for a total of 40 yards. And Ashlock accounted for the rushing total with 3 carries for negative 7 yards. And like we talked about, all but 4 of 60 offensive plays were runs, Daniel. And Johnson said that's his philosophy, and I like it. To tote the rock, he said.
I do, too. You know, when you can average what they did, which was probably around 5 yards a carry, it's a pretty good philosophy.
It is. Defensively, sophomore Dalton Gold. We love to call that name, and he had another huge night with a team-leading 10 tackles, including 4 for loss. And like you said on the broadcast, they couldn't block him.
They could, and I believe he commented he spends more time in the opponent's backfield than their own quarterback.
You did, Daniel. That was a good one. And then Coons, we talked about the touchdown in the summary, tallied 8 tackles in his debut on the defensive side of the ball and that big fumble recovery. What a debut. We talked about Johnson's debut. That was a debut for Mr. Wade Coons.
Coach Johnson said today of Wade Coons, he said, Mr. Strong, he's getting better every day in practice. Not just every Friday night, every day he's getting better.
And then you got to talk about the seniors, a guy that I thought played with the an improved energy, a new energy, and that's Zach Strong. We'll hear from him a little later in the interview. And his cohort, Hayden Cherry, those two had 6 tackles apiece. Strong had a big sack, and that huge play on the sideline where he nearly decapitated a guy.
He did. Loved that physical play.
And Austin Ritter filling in for the injured John Copeland, who we'll talk about a little later, really stepped up, had 5 tackles. Held it down from that middle linebacker spot. Burks ended up with 4 tackles. Mason Sharp had 2. Copeland had 2, 1 for loss before he went out of the game. Emerson had the 2 tackles and the 2 huge interceptions to kind of end it for Republic. He really came up big in that game late.
Put the nail in the coffin.
Jolin had 2 tackles and a sack. And freshman Luke Thompson had 1 in the contest. So a lot of names, just like we always say, Daniel, in a team effort and gritted that one out.
That's been the story of the season, and that's how you win football games.
It is. Folks, next week get all the details just like that, pictures from the CCHS media group, and much more from tonight's game in the Del Hall Horizon. We also want to remind you to tell your friends we're on the air right now. We'll finish up our 1-hour pregame show. Have a hopefully call a great game after a while, including a big Bulldog win. So let everybody know, if you can, that we're on the air and we'll be here all night. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Mount Juliet Christian here at John Teeples Field on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by the...
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Coach Edwards, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, we'll go through the schedule like we always do, guys. Feel free to stop me. We'll talk about some games. Last week, Jackson County fell to 0-3. They lost 27-6 to Westmoreland. Tonight, they host Red Bull and Springs, and what is their homecoming game?
Wow.
Well, I tell you, I hope Coach Loftus get him a win in that one. Did you say It's Jackson County's homecoming.
That's correct. I, you know, you may ask, how'd you know that, Coach? Well, yeah. I just happened to be driving through there today on the way back from a meeting in Cookeville and got delayed by the parade.
Oh, I see. So, I see. Well, you know, that could be one of those you call a barn burner tonight.
It could. It could. Speaking of Red Bullin, they also fell to 0-3, so neither team has a win right now. They lost 44-14 to Gordonsville. Tonight, like we said, they're at Jackson. Republic lost at Clay last week, 34-20. Tonight, they are at 6A Oakland.
Wow. I saw that on the schedule.
For Coach Creasy to play his JV game.
Yeah, opened with Pearl Cone and got Oakland on the schedule. That's pretty tough, guys.
Yeah. Mount Juliet Christian, our opponent tonight, was idle last week. They are 1-1. Monterey also fell to 0-3. Lost 21-13 at Joe Burns tonight.
You know, I read a little bit about that game in the Herald Citizen. It was a tight ball game to the very end, and Joe Burns kind of put it away. So Monterey stepped up and played pretty good on the road. Was that up there?
It was at Joe Burns.
Yeah.
I think Monterey's one of those teams that's replacing a lot of people, and they're probably going to get better as the season progresses, like most teams hope they do, but I think they probably will. So next week, you know, we're at Monterey, so we're already ready. Tonight, Monterey's at Huntland tonight. East Robertson improved to 2-1 with a 34-7 win over Cascade. Tonight, they are at Joe Burns. Big showdown.
It is, in-county rivalry, just like you said. I think I saw on Twitter earlier, taking pictures of maybe the community rallying around East Robertson down there. Big road trip for them.
Robertson County, those are football. That'll be a big gate tonight. A lot of fans going to come out for that one.
And we're going to learn a whole lot about two teams we've got to face later on out of that one, too.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, like we said, Joe Burns is playing East Robertson tonight. They're 2-0 after 21-13 win over Monterey. Lost my place there for a second. I got a little confused.
It happens.
Sale Creek Panthers fell to 0-2 after a 49-0 loss at South Pitt. Tonight they host Copper Basin.
Another big region game there for Region 3. That's our sister region, as you like to call them, Coach.
It is. A barn burner in that one, too, tonight.
Pickett County were idle last week. They are currently 1-1. Tonight they face Clinton County, Kentucky. And Gordonsville improved to 2-1 after a 44-14 win at Red Bull and Springs. Tonight, Gordonsville got Trousdale County.
There's been a lot of classic battles in that one. I think this year the Yellow Jackets have quite the upper hand, but that's a rivalry.
It is, and you know, game of the week last week was, of course, the Jackets and Watertown on the creek bank. I think that one ended up being a one-point game, guys, so Trousdale's pretty darn good if they can play with Watertown that close.
You got that right.
Last week, Clay's opponents were 3-5. They're overall 9 wins and 17 losses. Speaking of rivalry games, there's a couple other ones this week. Cookeville, is that White County? Upperman, Livingston. I don't know the location of that game, but I think it's at Livingston. But,
tell you another one that's on the schedule. Alcoa is at Maryville tonight. Another big battle there.
That is correct. It's always a battle there in East Tennessee where those guys play. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We're about 36 and a half minutes from kickoff. We hope you will stay with us. We'll be right back on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history. The series between Clay County and Mount Juliet began back in 2003 when the teams were Region 4A opponents. Tonight's game marks the eighth time the schools have met on the gridiron. The Bulldogs lead the series with a 6-1 record. The Black and Gold had not tasted defeat at the hands of the Saints in the last year's 15-42 loss. Clay County scores 39 points per game on average against the Saints, with an all-time high of 56 in 2006. The Dogs have not been shut out in this series. The Saints score 13 per game on average against the Black and Gold, with their all-time high of 42 coming last year. The Saints have been held scoreless three times by Clay County. Me and Thomas are quickly going to go through our single game leaders. These all are against Mountain Juliet Christian. First of all, rushing yardage, Trey Richardson, 312 yards on the ground in 2006.
Same night, he had five touchdowns, Daniel, and that's something that came up this year when Jared Markham jumped into fourth all time ever. That is the best rushing performance of all time in a single game, 312 yards.
That's exactly right. Longest touchdown run, though, belongs to T.J. Key, 77 yards in 2008 against the Saints.
Passing yardage actually came last year in Jake Aslock's first year at the helm under center, 171 yards in the loss to Mount Juliet Christian.
Looking at receiving touchdown leaders, we have two, one from last year. Seth Ogletree had two in 2017, and the late John Frazier caught two receiving TDs back in 2003, his senior year.
Here's a name for you, Daniel, as we jump into defense. The voice of the Bulldogs here at John Teeble's Field, Michael Miller, had 14 tackles in 2005 to be the all-time leading tackler against Mount Juliet Christian.
Now interceptions, two guys with two apiece, Andrew Campbell in 05, Cody Collins in 2008.
And the longest interception touchdown, 2008, 65-yarder by Scott Brown.
With the series history complete, we'll move on to the unveiling of the next team on the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings Top 10. Thus far, we've revealed the 1981 team is 10th, the 1983 team is 9th, and the 1958 team is 8th. We hope you're enjoying this segment and encourage any thoughts you have about the teams or the rankings to be shared with us by emailing info@DaleHollowHorizon.com. Also, if you've missed a prior broadcast, you can go to our archives link to listen to those. With no further delay, it's time for the number 7 team in the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings. The year was 1989. In January, George H.W. Bush was sworn in as the 41st president. In April, the Michigan Wolverines claimed the NCAA Men's National Basketball Championship. In July, the classic television sitcom Seinfeld debuted. And in August, Russell Richardson and his Salina Bulldog team were preparing for what would be a very memorable season of football. It was Richardson's eighth year running the program, and his squads had claimed six consecutive district titles. 1989 would prove no different as the Black and Gold rolled to their seventh straight regular season title and their seventh straight playoff appearance. Here's how they got there. Week 1 yielded a 14-0 win over DeKalb County. Then in week two, Salina suffered their only regular season loss to private school power, Franklin Road Academy, 8-19. Bitterly fueled by the loss, Richardson's Hounds went on an 8-game tear that included 4 shutouts and saw them score a whopping average of 33 points per game while allowing a minuscule 5 points per game. Those wins came against Jackson County, Gordonsville, Watertown, Red Bull and Springs, Livingston, Monterey, Ezel Harding, and finally Baxter. With a record of 9-1 and the district championship wrapped up, the Bulldogs had the opportunity to meet Trousdale County in the opening round of the playoffs for the second consecutive season. According to newspaper rankings, at the end of the regular season, the Yellow Jackets were the number 3 team in the state and the Bulldogs were 8th. The game was a close one, with Salina trailing 19-20 with under a minute to play when they scored the go-ahead touchdown and 2-point conversion to win 27-20 in advance to the second round. The win was the only the program's third victory over the Yellow Jackets, and to this day remains the last. After a week of practice the following week that was often forced into the gym due to lightning and storms, Coach Richardson and company met the defending state champion, undefeated, number 1 ranked, Donaldson Christian Academy. DCA and their all-state Mr. Football winner, Lorenza Scooter Edwards, ended the dog season in a 16-42 loss, then went on to be the state runner-up. According to the power rankings, the 1989 team ranks 4th in the area of winning percentage. Their offense is the 8th best of all time, while their defense tied for 17th. Their point differential rank of 8th and their postseason success places the 1989 team as the 7th best all-time Bulldog football team. And Thomas, I know you remember this team well, and you're fixing to share some of their names.
I'll tell you what, it's an honor to share these names for me. You know, when you're growing up, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, I think I'd have been about a 7th grader during this season. These are the guys that were your heroes. These are the guys you looked up to. And just great to have this crew on our top 10. Let's start with the freshmen. There were 8 of those, and these are guys that I ended up playing with. Jeremy Pettigo, John Briggs, Jason Cunningham, Jerry Short, Bill Diamond, Stephen Bailey, Chris Reeser, and Kent Trowball. And then a large class of sophomores, 12 of those, Douglas Netherton, Matthew Boone, Roger Garrett, Chris Keene, Timmy Smith, Philip Kirby, John Bowles, Gary Peabody Bowles, Michael Adams, David Maxfield, Kevin Cunningham, and Mark Ledbetter. And then we're getting into these 15 upperclassmen, Daniel, that really led this team. 12 of them were juniors and includes what has to be, at least during my time and what I know, the best offensive line ever.
There's a whole lot of bests in these two upper classes.
There is, and we'll get into them right now. Eric Webb, great running back. Mike Briggs played a little tight end. And here's your line, the great Jeff Brown, Bill Pettigo, Scott Lynn at center, Zach Birdwell, Greg Collins. What a crew there. Lane Boyce working in and out. Jason Coons, Brian Burchett, and his brother Brent had them both in the backfield at times. And Rob Holston on the outside, all juniors. But they were led by a core group, a small group, but what a group it was of 3 seniors. Our all-time leading passer, legendary quarterback Stephen Arms, Jason Narhead Hamilton, one of the toughest guys ever in the backfield, and Bobby Tupi Kerr, that guy you could always count on both sides of the ball, Daniel. And like you said, they were coached by head coach Russell Richardson, assistants Jonell Eads and Randall Walker, and the managers, we'd like to mention them.
Sure.
Homer Daly, one of our sponsors of the Keys to the Game for Homer Improvement, was the manager, along with Edward Williams. Talk about these players, Daniel, and what they accomplished besides individually anyway.
Right. Well, we will look at some of those stats, and for the second week in a row, we've got a team that did have 2 huge upper classes, just chock full of local legends, as you just chronicled. Offensively, the team was very balanced and led by several players. Senior quarterback Stephen Arms during that season had 1,223 yards and 12 touchdowns passing. Junior tailback Eric Webb, 905 yards and 9 touchdowns. while senior fullback Jason Hamilton had 681 yards, but a huge 13 touchdowns on the ground. And then there was junior wide receiver Brian Birch at 823 yards receiving, one of the best seasons all time for a receiver, and he had 9 touchdowns there. And balance was the name of the game defensively as well. There was 11 guys on this squad who had at least 50 tackles each. We mentioned team ball earlier. That's team football.
Yes, sir.
The top leaders with 80 or more stops were junior Jason Coons, 80 tackles and 3 interceptions. Senior Jason Narhead Hamilton, 82 tackles with 1 interception. Junior Brian Burchett, 84 tackles with 9 interceptions. And the team leader defensively was junior defensive lineman Jeff Brown, who recorded 90 tackles. A host of black and gold players that year received all-district honors, but 4 players reached higher distinction individually. Senior Bobby Tupi Kerr was All-Mid-State second team. Senior Jason Narhead Hamilton was All-State honorable mention. Senior Stephen Arms was All-State honorable mention and All-Mid-State second team. And then there's junior Ryan Burgett. He was All-State and All-Mid-State first team. As we mentioned, it kind of depends on what era of history you come from. For you and for me, being a few years younger, I remember these guys too, some of my first memories, and they were just really good, and their ranking of 7th all-time proves that.
They were, and something I got to mention there, we talk about him quite a bit, our Uncle Don Napier, you know. I'm sure you got in on a trip or two, but he would take us to practice. You know, you walk out there on the field, these guys practicing, they were men, and they were who you wanted to be. So congratulations to this 1989 team. One of the greatest of all time.
They were, and I spoke last night with Jason Hamilton, gave him a call because I knew he was fixing to unveil this information. I didn't tell him about it, but he was actually the one that scored that go-ahead touchdown against Trousdale, and I wanted to confirm that they were trailing in that playoff game by 1 point, so it was a live-or-die situation, and they put it in there, but he just talked about just the wealth of talent across the board here. And he talked a lot about the coaching staff of Russell Richardson, sure, and Joe Neal Eads, Randall Walker, and how it took a good firm hand like Coach Richardson to handle this bunch of young men.
Well, we've talked about it before, and I mentioned the offensive linemen, and you mentioned Jeff Brown and some of those guys. It was kind of the last of the mean guys,
right?
You know, that true country boy football player that honestly doesn't exist anymore. So you're right. Coach Richardson had a tall task keeping that group in line.
He did, and he did a fine job with it. And ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings, number 17, 1989. Tune in next week for the unveiling of number 6. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics.
offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Kirkland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the Carquest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Mount Juliet Christian tonight, where the Dogs will look to remain unbeaten and get to 4-0 for the first time in 20 years. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior lineman Zach Strong for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Guys, thanks for having us over today.
Hey, thanks for coming. You know, you're always welcome in the doghouse. Our doors are always open. And, you know, hopefully we can keep this pregame tradition going strong and as long as we can.
Appreciate it. Zach, good to have you here with us, too.
Pretty good for you to be here. I'm just glad that we're going off on another season, 3-0 and everything. And we're striving for a 4-0, so.
Sounds good. Let's talk about last week first. Coach, it was a grind, but how'd it feel to get that first one under your belt?
Oh, hey, it felt amazing. And I'm going to tell you, it was hard fought. You know, of course, we made mistakes here and there. But the number one thing that I'm proud of for these kids was just the effort and the hustle. And just that never give up attitude, I think is something that hasn't been seen around here in a while.
Well, it was definitely on display last Friday night in that big win over Republic. I mean, that game really meant a lot. Region game, you're 2-0 in the region, got to 3-0 on the season, and kind of set the tone, I think, for this Jake Johnson era.
And you know, once again, some things we saw. I feel like we got physical with some people. And you know, that is the brand, you know, we're trying to establish, you know, that good old fashioned smash mouth football. And I think that's, something that's dying, that's a shame, you know, cause hey, to me, that's what football is.
Well, that's kind of what, Clay County Salina High School was founded on. And I agree. It was nice to see it come back a little bit. And Zach's got to feel good to get to 3-0, like you mentioned, for the second time in as many years. And you got a shot at making history tonight by getting to 4-0 for the first time since 1997. Were you even born then?
No, I was born in 2001.
2001. So it's been a pretty good while. It's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is, like I said, it's the second time in the, that we've been 3-0 and everything. So we're just striving for it.
Well, Coach, you had a lot of guys step up last week with the injuries and things of that nature, including this guy. We called his name a lot on the broadcast. I thought he kind of played with a new energy last Friday night.
Well, I mean, coming into it, I had originally quit because I had knee problems and everything, but then I was just like, it's my senior year, so I might as well go as hard as I can. And last Friday, I don't know what happened. I just turned something on and felt like I was going at it.
Well, you could definitely see that. Coach, talk about this guy a little bit and his game.
You know, talking about him turning something on, I hope he don't ever turn it off.
Right.
You know, but as far as a physical performance, you know, that is what we like to see. You know, I mean, he beat a couple people up. I mean, you know, that early in the first quarter, quarterback breaks one down the sideline. You know, we're pursuing, and Zach lines him up perfectly and just knocks his helmet off. A great stick, you know, yeah. Right in front of the home crowd. But, you know, I hope we keep calling his name. I hope he keeps contributing. You know, he can go out on top. And that's something me and these seniors and this team have talked about is we immediately set goals and expectations. You know, something to work for. And, you know, like I've told them all week, you know, hey, the most important game on our schedule is this week because it's the next one. You know, one day at a time, one week at a time is how we're going to get this thing done.
Well, Zach, with all the turmoil, I mean, we have to call it that in the last couple of weeks, and you talked about kind of the preseason decisions you had and everything. Where did that come from? You alluded to it a little bit, but I guess you just thought you and this senior group needed to step up.
Yeah, last year we had a bunch of seniors and everything, and then they all graduated, so we had to have, like, at least some people step up. So we had, like, we don't have that much linemen, but everybody's stepping up and everything, and making sure we get to that 4-0 and 5-0 and everything. So we want to get a winning season and maybe host a playoff game.
Well, that sounds like an ultimate goal that I'd like to see for sure. And not just on the defensive side, Coach, but Zach and that entire offensive line came to play. You know, with Markham limited with injury, they paved the way for Wyatt Burks, who had over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns to become our TDS top performer in the postgame show. And Mason Sharp, in his first ever action, he had a big night too. Talk about those guys up front and your run first philosophy.
There's not many of them. I'm just going to tell you truthfully, but I mean, excellent job. Anytime you have the opportunity, you know, to run the ball 55 times, you know, it comes down to, hey, we're getting it done up front. And they're really the unsung heroes, you know. Those guys, whenever things aren't going our way, they're the first one to get blamed. But, hey, whenever things are going our way, they're probably the last ones to get credit. And that's a shame.
It is.
You know, but that is, to me, you know, that is the most valuable part of this team. And I think we've got a good core group of guys. You know, once again, we don't have many of them. But, I mean, they really stepped up and paved the way for a big night for, you know, the first outing of Mason Sharp and, you know, Wyatt Burks. And even Markham came in limited action, still averaged around 4 yards carry.
Right. Well, it was a good night on the ground, and we're going to need that type of run game, plus a big defensive effort tonight against Mount Juliet Christian. And one of the best you'll see this year in all-state tailback Darius Hylick. He was a Mr. Football finalist from a year ago, and he rushed for over 2,000 last year. Talk about tonight's challenge, Coach.
Anytime you have that caliber of a player, it's a threat. And, you know, I'm, you know, looking down the rest of their team, they're pretty good. They're pretty well coached. But, you know, to me, we've got to account for where number 5 is. And we got to hit him early. We got to hit him often. And, you know, that's the philosophy we are going to take going into this one. Now, as far as offensive, I'd like to see, and we've been working on it, we're going to try to open up playbook a little bit more this week and, you know, try to, you know, put us in better positions to make a couple pitches and catches, you know, spice up our run game a little bit, maybe, you know, do a couple formations, a couple different wrinkles here and there. But, you know, I'm excited that we get to start seeing more of this for Bulldog Nation, for sure.
Zach, you went up against Hylick last year. Talk about an athlete of that caliber and what that means.
Well, I mean, like I said, like Coach Johnson said, he's pretty big and everything. And one thing that we had trouble last year was hitting low and all that stuff. Everybody's trying to make the big hits and stuff. So that's what one thing we're going to have to improve this year, just hitting them low and taking them out of the game early in a good way, no cheap shots or anything. Just, like I said.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing that. I know in my day, I always liked playing against a good player. You know, you raise your level of play, and I'm sure that's what you're looking to do too,
yeah.
Zach.
Oh, yeah. They're a good team and everything, but I think we had a chance for our skill level and everything. So with our linemen, as long as people step up and go at it.
Coach, I know you detailed a few things there. What would you say is our overall key to success tonight, and how do you feel about this one?
Well, and to tell you the truth, you know, we have had a great week of practice. You know, I think the kids, they're ready, they're believing. You know, if we can contain, you know, and gang tackle these great athletes they have, that's going to be the key defensively. Now, as far as offense, you know, like I said, we'll keep, play a little game and keep away against if we can. But, you know, we need to be able to, you know, when people start rolling down and stacking the box, throw the ball around the yard a little bit. And, you know, that's something, once again, we've been working on. But, you know, the kids are hungry. I think the kids are ready. And, you know, I hope that translates into success because I feel like we're confident, but yet not overconfident. You know, I have a really good feeling about it.
Sounds good. All right, guys, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next week with Coach Johnson and another player to preview the Dogs' road trip up the mountain to Monterey. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. It's time for the home run improvement keys to the game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Let's get right into it. Offense.
Well, last week I said Ashlock could be the difference. Well, that didn't work out. We ran it 55 times. But I'm going back to the well tonight, Daniel. You know, being the first game for Coach Johnson, the playbook was limited last week. I think he'll open it up some this week. We only threw 4 times, like I said. One of them was a touchdown, and a couple of other those really had a chance, you know. Missed a couple of receivers for probably another touchdown, at least one. But I like the run-first mentality of Coach Johnson, and one good thing about that, that's all the Saints saw. So that's all they got on film. They don't know how well we might be able to throw the ball. You know, Ashlock can sling it. He's a little streaky. So I think something early, something easy early, maybe a little curl route or a seam route to senior Hayden Cherry out from a tight end position.
Get the rhythm going.
Right. Get him going. I think Ashlock finds his groove tonight, when the box is stacked by these Saints to stop the run. I think we'll see Cherry get involved tonight and maybe Emerton turning on the burners down the sideline for a game-changing touchdown.
He certainly can do it. Defense.
Defensively, we got a lot of questions there tonight, guys. John Copeland, something we haven't mentioned yet. He's out with injury, don't know how long yet. But he's kind of the, you know, Coach Johnson described him as the heartbeat of that defense. So also, that second-level enforcer, which I've been calling him, Bryson Burchett, the sophomore, he's also out with a concussion. So it wasn't going to be easy anyway with this running back they got, Darius Hylick. So going to be tough with those guys out. Contain was the key last week, and we saw the Bulldogs do that. This week, I think it comes down to penetration, point of attack, tackling, and we got one of the best in the business at that, and that's the sophomore, Dalton Goad. I think you see him step up tonight and kind of stop Hylick before he gets going. But you got to understand how good this back is. He's going to break one or two guys, so we can't get down on ourselves. If we can contain him to one or two long scores, I think we'll be all right.
What about the overall key?
Well, overall, last week we talked about pressure, and both this team and new coach stepped up last week. This week there's no pressure. It's all on Mount Juliet Christian, in my opinion. They're the big private school. They're the ones that's supposed to be the better team. They're the ones coming in here and maybe overlooking Clay County a little bit. So I think that's the big key tonight. And you know what? I remember back in the day, a few private schools coming in here and going home disappointed. You never know, guys. If we can stop them before they get started, we've got a chance. If not, could be a long night for the Bulldogs.
Well, there you are. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. We'll go ahead and turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently in Salina is 85 degrees. At halftime, it should be down to 80. At the end of the game, 78. Humidity, 67%. No precipitation is falling in Salina today. There's a 15% chance throughout the contest. And this has been the weather report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks, you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game.
We return here to conclude our CarQuest pregame show with the final word brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland. Coach Edwards, we always turn to you for this last thoughtful word before kickoff.
Well, I know it's week four, but I think there's a lot of unknowns as far as Mount Juliet Christian goes. They've been involved in two blowouts. They're on the winning end of one and on the losing end of the other. So if we can keep this game close, I don't think we're really sure what they're going to go to outside of Darius Hylick, but we do know that. We know that we've got to know where five is all the time. We're on defense. I think, we go out and play like we played last week against Republic. I don't see how this bunch could be any more athletic than Republic was. We go out and play, and everybody does their job. I think we'll be all right.
There you are. That's the final word, folks, brought to you by Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Captains now meet at midfield here at Clay County High School, around the 50-yard line, John Tables Field, fixing to decide who's going to open up this contest. We'll go ahead and bring you the Subway starting lineups early tonight, and they are brought to you by your local Subway restaurant on the bypass in Salina. Offensively for the Black and Gold, the line up front, left to right, senior Joseph Jogan, sophomore Dalton Gold, sophomore Seth Eves, freshman Wade Coons, and senior Zach Strong. Tight end will be Hayden Cherry. Wide outs, B.J. Emerton, also joined there by Jacob Burnett. Fullback tonight in place of the injured John Copeland will be a tandem of Kobe Bowles and Dakota McGee. Running backs will probably see several, at least three. Perhaps Jared Markham and White Burks will get the start. You'll also see Carson and Mason Sharp, the brothers here on the team, at the running back position quite a bit. And the quarterback will be junior Jake Ashlock. Defensively, nose guard Dalton Goad will anchor the front line alongside defensive tackles Wade Coons and Zach Strong. Defensive ends Joseph Jolin and Hayden Cherry. Inside linebackers will be Austin Ritter and White Burks. Cornerbacks Jacob Burnett and Carson Sharp, and safeties B.J. Emerton and Jared Markham. This has been the Subway starting lineups brought to you by your local Subway restaurant on the bypass in Salina. Inviting Bulldog fans to try one of their new signature wraps or stop in and pick up their favorite sandwich. Subway, fresh is what we do. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come back home.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Here we are, prepared for the kickoff of this game. Mount Juliet Christian, the way team dressed in all white, will be kicking the Clay County Bulldogs. The home team dressed in all black tonight. Back deep to receive is B.J. Emerton. He picks the kickoff up deep at the 5-yard line, and here he comes. He's out to the 10, but quickly he's brought down for only about a 4 to 5 yard gain on that return. The official spot looks like it's going to fall all the way back at the Bulldog 8-yard line, where they're going to take over on this first offensive possession, 92 yards away from points to open up this game.
You know, I know they've got a good kicking game, Daniel. Looked like a pretty good kick right there from the Saints.
Here we are. Clay County taking the field. Junior quarterback Jake Ashelot going to be under center. Double wing set. Emerton split out wide to the left. Motion in the backfield. Hand off to the fullback for a short gain. We'll have to see who that Bulldog carrier was. It was number 34 freshman Kobe Bowles getting the start in there at fullback tonight for the sophomore injured John Copeland. He had a knee injury last week in the contest. He is not dressed tonight. I'm not sure the extent of that injury. Second and 8 for Clay County. Pick up a 2. It now rests on the Bulldog 10-yard line. Ashlock under center. Double wing set. Motion in the backfield. This time it's a handoff to Burks. He tests the left side. Finds some room. Gets across the 10-yard line. Close to the 13, where he'll be brought down. We'll have to check the spot for the official gain. Ball now being placed out on the field. It does rest at the Bulldog 12. Pick up of 2 to set up 3rd and 6 for Clay County. First third down of this contest for Jake Johnson and his Bulldog squad. Clay County driving left to right here on this opening drive at John Temple's Field.
Big third down right here, Daniel, just to gain a little momentum to start this contest.
Ashlock under center, possible passing down. He awaits the snap, motion in the backfield. It's a fake. There's a pass, wide open receiver. Here's a wheel route, a bit overthrown. Senior Hayden Cherry was streaking down the numbers, had a good 5-yard jump on the Saint defensive backfield, but throw was a little too strong, incomplete. 4th and 6 as the punt team comes out.
I like the call, Daniel. You know, we said that in the keys of the game. We like to see Cherry get involved here. Took a shot right off the bat. Just didn't have a whole lot of time. I think Ashlock may have rushed that one, got it out a little too early, and just put too much air under it.
The senior Jolin on the punt, 4th and 6. Ball does set at the Bulldog 12. Jolin's done a nice job so far in this 2018 season punt, and he gets the snap cleanly and the kicks away. It's another nice punt. Hits at the Bulldog 40, bounces toward midfield. It does go out of bounds at the Bulldog 42, where the Saints will take over with a pretty short field on their first possession of this game. We've talked a lot about their senior running back, Darius Heilick, a Mr. Football finalist in the private school division last year. He already has several yards in the 2 games they've played this year. They show him for 321 in 2 games already.
Had a big game in his first outing, and then had 5 touchdowns in that opener.
First play for the Saints, shotgun set. Heilick at the right hip of Link, the quarterback. 2 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right. Link awaits the snap, gets it, handoff to Heilick. He's hitting the backfield, and he's strong, but he does not come away. It's freshman Wade Coons, accompanied by senior Hayden Cherry, wastes no time in putting Heilick to the ground, and that's a big loss, Thomas. It's a loss of, we're going to call 4, sitting all the way back now at the Bulldog 46-yard line to set up 2nd and 14.
Just what I was talking about, Daniel, penetration and point of attack tackling. Wade Coons, textbook right there.
He's a freshman in his 4th game, but he is a man on that defensive line. Here come the Saints. Heilick sets to the right hip of Link. 2 wideouts left, 1 to the right. Link calls for motion from a receiver. Here it comes. Jet sweep around right side. Number 7, the back, carrying for the Saints, and he's drove out of bounds. I don't know who the Bulldog tackler was on the play. Ball carrier was Logan Collier, a fine receiver, as he picks up
most of the lost yardage plus one to set up third and nine.
That was another freshman right there, Daniel. Carson Sharp getting the start with Bryson Burchett out in the defensive backfield. He looked like Burchett right there. Came up, made the stop in on the short game.
Saints ball. 9-10 to play, scoreless here in the first quarter. Two wideouts left. Quarterback Link in the shotgun. Heilick at his right hip. Passing situation. Ball's in the air. It's going to be complete. No, incomplete as a huge hit was laid by Mason Sharp playing in his second game here for the Bulldogs. Incomplete pass to set up fourth and nine. Beautiful execution.
The Clay County defense has come to play, Daniel. Again, second game for Mason Sharp. That was textbook. We've said that about three times now, but just jarred that one loose. The receiver put it on the ground. Saints punt.
I talked to Coach Johnson throughout the week, and he said they'd really worked on tackling. Thought that last week that was one of their weak spots. They gave up some big plays because of missed tackles, and you can see in this first possession tonight that they're tackling much better.
Fourth and nine, Saints are going to punt it from the Bulldog 41. A nice punt's going to place it down inside the 20-yard line where Clay County's going to take over for a long field. No attempt at returning the ball for Clay County. It's spotted directly on the 20. Clay County 80 yards away here on their second possession. They will be driving left to right all this first quarter. Here at John Teeples Field.
Great start for the Bulldog defense. You know, the offense comes out, goes three and out, and this defense rose to the occasion trying to fire up this Bulldog team.
The black and gold break huddle and approach the line. Sophomore center Seth Eads prepares to snap. Ashlock under center. Familiar double wing set. Motion in the backfield. Little inside handoff to... I'm going to have to figure out these backs that are in the game. It was not Mason Sharp. I guess it was White Burks. Yes. White Burks, the ball carrier there, on first down, picks up two, advancing it up to the Bulldog 22-yard line to set up second and eight. We have not seen Jared Markham get the start in this game. We may not see him all week. He is dressed. He's on the sideline, but Coach Johnson wants him 100% healthy for some big region contests coming up. We'll have to see if he gets in. Second and eight, Ashlock under center. Handoff this time to fullback Kobe Bowles. Ball's going to be slung down, but after he does pick up a few yards on the play, advancing it up to the Bulldog 26-yard line, setting up third and a short four. Convertible play here for Clay County. You may see a hard snap on third and four to try to get an easy first down. Dogs are playing quickly. They break up, approach the line. Burks at right wing, Sharp at left. Burnett the wide out to the left. Ashlock with the snap. He looks to throw. Targets a man. Balls away. Cannot be completed. He was targeting Emberton, who was the wide out on the play rather than Burnett, as I called. Incomplete.
Good coverage there. You know, Ashlock a little off the little play action. Got his feet set. Emberton was coming from the far sideline across the field on that little drag route. He just threw it behind him just a little bit. Emberton couldn't get around quick enough and couldn't squeeze it, Daniel. Ashlock a little off to start this game.
2-3 and outs for the Dogs on offense. Juggling on to punt again. Snaps away. Nice punt is away. Almost over the head of Collier. He muffs the kick. However, he picks it up. Has some room. He's at the Saint 40. Jukes, jives, tries to get to the 45. He's running sideways now, evading White Burks. He gains the 45, the 50. Now the Bulldog 40, 30. He's to the 20. He's going to take it back for a big 60-yard punt return touchdown. The Saint returning that was Logan Collier, very athletic young man, and he puts his team up 6-9 with 7-12 to play here in the first quarter.
All-state receiver for the Saints last year, Collier is, and you can see why. Bounda had a whole lot of yards after catch, went over 1,000 last year on about 50 catches.
Saints going to kick it. They've also got an excellent kicker. Most private schools do, and they're no exception to this rule. We saw him hitting 40-yard field goals out warming up before the game. They will go for one here off of his foot. The kicker is number 25, Carter Branham. Kicks good. Saints lead 7-0 early in this first quarter. We're going to go to our first commercial break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We're back here at Clay County High School where the Bulldogs trail early in this one, 7-0, to visiting Mount Juliet Christian Academy. Punt return touchdown around 60 yards for senior Logan Collier. Good coverage by Clay County. Honestly, it was a better athleticism on Collier's part to evade those tacklers.
Well, it was just speed. You know, he came to the near sideline, reverse field, and you could just see it. Burks had a shot at him, just couldn't track him down. Markham had a shot at him down the sideline. You could see that ankle kind of holding him back. He just pulled away and showed why he was an all-state selection last season.
Branham to kick off for the Saints. Mount Juliet Christian in Clay County meeting for the eighth time in this series. The Saints won their first contest in the series last year by a score of 42-15 down in Mount Juliet. Branham kicks it away. Emerton's deep to receive. It rolls into the end zone. Clay County going to take over their own 20 to start this third offensive possession of the first quarter.
Important possession here for the Dogs. You know, 2-3 and outs like you chronicled, Daniel. Just need to pick up a first down here. Get rolling a little bit. You know, need a good run. You know, need about an 8 or 10 yard run. I think you'll see this crowd get excited again if we could break one and get this dog train rolling.
Kobe Bowles comes off the field. He's been the fullback on the first two possessions. Looks like senior Dakota McGee in now. Burks at right wing, Sharp at left wing. Mason Sharp, that is. Emerton split wide to the left. Ashlock hands it off to Mason Sharp. He tests the right side and finds nothing. Run for no gain on first down to set up second 10 for Clay County. A pretty good-looking Mount Juliet Christian defense that we're seeing here. I'll try to take a better look on this next play and tell you what kind of scheme they're using on that side of the ball.
Well, they got some, they're not real big, Daniel. You know, maybe 250 would be the biggest one maybe there at nose tackle, but they're athletic. You saw that guy on the edge make a good stop.
It's like a 50 defense, a 5-2 for the Saints. Toss switch to Sharp to the right. He's close to first down yardage, and I think he picks it up. He's right at a 10-yard pickup. The ball's going to be spotted on the Bulldog 30, and Mason Sharp here early in this game gives Clay County what appears to be their first down. Yes, it was. They moved the chain. So, first down of this game. Thomas, you called for an 8 to 10 yard run. There it was.
Well, we got it, and that's the first time we've seen that tall sweep. And Zach Strong out on the edge here, along with Hayden Cherry, got good blocks, gave Sharp a running lane.
Bulldogs from the 30. They're at the hash closest to us here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. It's a handoff on first and 10. Too Sharp. I'm sorry, Kobe Bowles. Sharp wears 33, Bowles 34. That was the freshman on his second carry of the night. He picks up 2 yards on it, advances up to the Clay County 32-yard line, where head coach Jake Johnson and his team's going to have it for 2nd and 8.
Well, Coach Johnson talked about it in the interview, you know, running clock, trying to keep it out of Hilek's hands, and we're doing that so far on this drive.
Ashlock under center. Emerton split wide to the right. Burks in motion right left. Toss sweep to him. He goes around the left side. Picks up yardage as he crosses the Bulldog 35. Advances up to the Clay County 39-yard line. 11 yards away now from midfield to set up third and short for this Bulldog offense here on their third drive of this opening quarter. It's going to be 3rd and 1. The visiting Mount Juliet Christian Academy Saints lead this game 7-0. After about a 60-yard punt return touchdown on the last Clay County offensive punt. 5 minutes now to play in this opening quarter. Clay County under center, 3rd and 1. Ashlock, the quarterback, gets the snap, handoff to the fullback. Bowles, he's got it more as he lowers the shoulder and puts the senior linebacker, Darius Hilek, on the ground. Freshman Kobe Bowles picks up that first down with force.
We've seen Hylik run over a few Bulldogs in his day. What about the freshman? What about the burst up the middle there, guys? I mean, and then finish off the run, like you said. I'd say Hylik will be looking for that guy.
Here it is, Clay County, first and 10 from their own 45. Ashlock under center, Mason Sharp in motion. Fake toss sweep to him, hand off to Burks on the counter underneath. He picks up five and more as he crosses midfield, and a host of Bulldog teammates come to the pile and help surge Burks forward across midfield into Saint territory for the first time tonight. Second and four after that pickup of six by junior Wyatt Burks. He had 23 carries for 139 yards last week and two touchdowns. Hopefully he can replicate that feat. Burnett wide out now to the left for Clay County. Second and four. Ashlock under center. Bowles at fullback. It is a handoff to him up the gut. Not much doing. Pickup of one for Kobe Bowles. The ball's advanced to the Saint 48-yard line, and Clay County has it third and four. 3:50 to play here in this opening quarter as Clay County prepares for their eighth play of this third offensive possession.
I think you see something to the outside here. Tight inside, strong side has been the key so far.
Ashlock under center, toss sweep to Mason Sharp to the right. He's going to get the first. He's across the 40, driven out of bounds. He did not cross the 40. He got up to the Saint 41 where he was driven out of bounds. More importantly, though, first down for Clay County and Mason Sharp as he continues to be a huge, play a huge supporting role here in this Bulldog offense.
Did you see that corner, Daniel? Wide open on around the end. Cherry, strong, those guys doing a great job on the outside to break him, and then Sharp finished off that run.
First and 10, 41 yards away from the end zone. Hand off to the fullback. It's going to be Bowles on the carrier. McGee, it was the freshman Bowles. He's the leading rusher in the contest at this point for Clay County. Probably his fourth or fifth carry, I suppose, Thomas. Ball rests at the Saint 38, where Clay County's got it second and seven, preparing for their 10th offensive play of this good-looking drive. All of them have been runs thus far. Team approaches the line. Ashlock quarterback under center. McGee an offset fullback on the play. Motion from Sharp. Toss sweep to the right. He cannot get to the corner as Darius Hylik, the inside linebacker, flies up and hits him. May lose yardage, and he does. Is it now rest at the Saint 40? Third and eight.
Well, Hylik came, you know, we had those blockers out front, just like I've been talking about, but Hylik came from that middle linebacking spot, got underneath them, made the tackle for the loss right there.
Third and eight. Ball sets at the Saint 39. Ashlock under center, Burnett wide out to the left. Motion from Sharp from left to right. We're passing. Ashlock releases. He's targeting Cherry. Pass is incomplete. Nearly intercepted by Collier in the defensive backfield for the Saints. And on fourth down, Clay County sends on new personnel. We'll have to see if this is a punt team or some new offensive scheme. Fourth and eight. It is the punt team. You're going to try to pin them deep. It sets at the Saint 39. Jolin needs to not hit it as hard as he can because I've seen him boom it deep into the end zone from this area before. Punts away. He does put some touch on it. It looks like a beauty. It hits at the Saint 15 and will be downed by Wade Coons hustling down the field at the Saint 14-yard line. We're now at 2:04 in this opening quarter of play, and Mount Juliet taking over for only their second offensive possession due to that punt return touchdown they had earlier.
Well, I'll mention it again, Daniel. Coach Johnson wanted to control the ball, speed this game up, if you will, you know. And that's what that drive did. I think you chronicled 10 or 11 plays, covered a lot of yards, but it also ticked away at this clock. Two possessions for the Saints in the first quarter, that's what we won't see.
First and 10 for the Saints from their own 13-yard line. Two wideouts left, Hylik the sole back. He sits at the left hip of Link. It is a handoff, a delayed handoff fake to Hylik. However, Link keeps it on a quarterback keeper. Well, he'll be tackled by senior safety B.J. Amberton, accompanied by Dalton Goad. Picked up around He picked up nothing on the play. It's 2nd and 10. Looks like he might have got around the corner for a few, but Emerton doing a nice job flying up from midfield from his safety position to keep Christian Link, the sophomore quarterback, at bay. 2nd and 10. Under 2 minutes to play, 1:57. It did stop when Link was tackled out of bounds. Two wideouts right, one to the left. Hylick sets at Link's right hip. Shotgun snap. Receiver in motion. Fake jet sweep. Link hooks to pass. Ball's away. It's complete to a Saint receiver. He's got a lot of room. He's up to the 40, nears the 45-yard line where he'll be tackled by Jacob Burnett. Burnett stops the big play from going any further, but only after the Saints do pick up a big first down and, get closer to midfield here as that ball now sets at the Saint 43.
I'll tell you what that was all about. Limited Dalton Goad on the pressure. Quarterback had all the time in the world. Receivers ran off the DBs deep. That guy came underneath. Not sure if it was a tight end or a running back out of the backfield, but nice play and a nice toss by Link right there.
Minute 30 and ticking. Clay County playing in a 50 defensive scheme that they switched to last week. Saints with the ball, 1st and 10. Link looks to throw. Has a man incomplete this time. He was targeting Montrell Walker, who had caught that first down on the previous play. Walker this time, big tight end, could not hang on to it. 2nd and 10 for the Saints. We've got to cover that underneath, Thomas. That's twice now that he's exposed their defense.
Pretty much the same play, just in the opposite direction, looked like to me, Daniel. And you're right, he dropped that one. Really no one in sight.
2nd and 10. Clay County now getting a defensive call from the sideline. Saints playing slow with themselves. It's been a quick first quarter. 1:20 remains in this opening stanza. Two wideouts left, one to the right. There's a fullback up close to the line of scrimmage, and Hylick sits at Link's right hip. Ball snapped, hand off to Hylick. He comes down the left side. He's under pressure. He'll be dropped. But after getting up to midfield at the 50, he was tackled by Burks along with other Bulldogs.
Good job right there, Daniel. I know he picked up a pretty good gainer on that, but you don't let him break the long one. He got those legs that just keep churning, and Burks tied them together and brought him down.
3rd and 4 for the Saints as the ball sits directly in the middle of John Teeples Field. Saints are driving right to left. Under 50 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Big play here. Hylick's going to be in the backfield at the left hip of Link. One wide out left, two to the right.
Watch that tight end again right here, Daniel.
Here's the snap. Link looks to throw. He's under pressure from Coons and others. And
he's
a quarterback sack.
You know who?
I believe it may have been Zach Strong. I'm trying to look and see.
Goad.
Was it Goad? Well, no wonder. Why am I even trying to look and see? Honestly, don't know with that big quarterback sack there to set up 4th and long for Mount Juliet Christian. Time ticks here. There's 12 seconds to play. Mount Juliet's going to go ahead and let this clock run out on the first quarter. They'll be punting on the first play of the second. After we come back from commercial break, as the buzzer sounds here at John Teeples Field, Clay County has some momentum, but they do trail 7-0 at the end of one. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. We return here for second quarter action after the team switched sides. The Saints are going to be driving from left to right here, actually punting from left to right from our vantage point here in Joni Lee Stadium in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. The ball does rest at the Saint 44, and after that big quarterback sack by Dalton Goad on third down, the Saints forced to punt it away. Nobody's dropped deep for Clay County. Looks like we're coming with pressure. Long snaps away, mishandled. Pressure's there, but the kick is away safely. With nobody to return, it takes a nice Saint bounce, and it's going to get into the end zone for a touchback. Fortunately, that ball was one revolution away from stopping on the one-inch line. That was a beautiful punt.
Guys, we saw it last week, and we're seeing it already in this ball game. This Clay County team continues to fight. I mean, big punt return touchdown, respond with a long drive. Yeah, we didn't score, but we ate up the whole last half of the first quarter. Great drive. Big defensive stop on the next one right there. Coach, I think you said Matt Julek Chris has got negative yardage so far rushing.
I've got him for 5 carries for negative 2 yards in the first quarter. Only 5 carries. That's pretty impressive that we've only let him touch it that many times.
We didn't expect to see that.
First offensive possession for Ashlock and Company. It's going to be a handoff to Burks. He comes out on the left side of that offensive line behind Joseph Jovan, and he picks up one to advance it up to the Bulldog 21-yard line. They're 79 yards away from points here on second and 9.
I think Coach Johnson would be satisfied with another long drive, just kind of picking and prodding away right here, Daniel. I think you're going to see more of this ground and pound from Coach Johnson.
Burnett in it wide out. He'll be split to the left. Double wing set. Sharps the left wing back. Burks the right. Bowles the freshman. Sits in the backfield of fullback. Hand off to Burks. Back underneath on the counter play. He evades a tackler. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. And a host of Saints bring him down. No gain to set up third and 9. You've got to be thinking pass here. Third and long. It sits at the Bulldog 21-yard line. Emerton comes back into the game. Him and Burnett seem to be running plays in and out.
You know, Ashlock's targeted Cherry on every throw so far. I think it's time we see the speed of Emerton down the sideline right here. Take a shot, Daniel.
Third and 9. Bulldog 21's the spot. Ashlock under center. Motion from Mason Sharp. Fake to him. Ashlock hooks the throw. Targets McGee. He catches it. Close to the first down. We'll have to check. I think he's going to be short.
You know, we had Emerton manned up on the outside out here. He made that initial move, hooked it up about 12 yards down the field. McGee came out and underneath. Nice little pickup there. Not sure if it's enough.
It's not enough. The ball now rests on the Bulldog 28. Pick up a 7 on the pass. It's still 4th and 2. Joe on to punt. Collier deep to return. He's dangerous. I bet Joe tries to stay away from him. It is a high punt. Hits close to the Bulldog sideline and bounces out of bounds. A nice punt by Joe to get the Saints back on their side of the field to start their first possession on offense of the second quarter.
You know, on that last drive, the toss sweep to the outside is what we had the success with. I like what Coach Johnson did there. He was faking that sweep, trying to bust that counter up the middle. They just stopped it up, Daniel. So not bad play calls on that drive. Just couldn't go anywhere.
Need a stop here. 9:29 to play in the second quarter. Mount Juliet Christian Academy leads 7-0. They have 3 wideouts this time to the left, 2 to the right. Hylick's in the slot to the right side. First time we've seen Link in a no-back set. He gets the snap, but whistles blow. This play was blown dead as the ball was snapped. False start on the offense. And this is one of the first times this season we've not seen that penalty be allowed to carry on. It is going to set up 1st and 15 for the Saints.
Been a really clean game, guys. That's the first penalty of the game right there.
It has been, but I tell you, this is not the well-oiled machine that we saw in Mount Juliet last year, guys. And Clay County playing a pretty good ball game right now. We're right where we need to be, just down one score. Need a stop here.
1st and 15, empty backfield, 3 wide to the left, 2 to the right for Mount Juliet. Link has the ball, looks to throw, incomplete, nearly intercepted by freshman Carson Sharp, who returns to action after having his set out last week. Coach Johnson, speaking to him earlier today, he had no concern whatsoever about Carson Sharp stepping in as a freshman and playing in the defensive backfield. He's got a lot of faith in him.
Well, and it's warranted. I mean, we've already called his name several times tonight, had a big tackle earlier on, playing pretty good coverage right there, and had a shot at the pick, just like you said.
Second and 15, empty set, two wide to the right, two to the left. Tight end also to the right. Ball snapped, Link hooks the pass, ball's away, incomplete. Third and 15, Kobe Bowles with good pass coverage from his inside linebacker position, creating that incomplete pass.
Guys, I'm no expert, but I would think if I'm Coach Johnson, I would think this is exactly what we want Mount Juliet Christian to do, is keep it out of Hilux hands and make them put it in there.
No doubt, and I don't know if they had him split out wide or at that tight end position or what, but it's puzzling to me not to have Darius Hilux in the backfield and utilizing him, but I like it.
Third and 15, Hilux is in the wide receiver slot to the left side. Two wide outs to either side, a tight end somewhere. He sits on the right. Lincoln, an empty set, looks to pass on third and 15. He's under pressure, and there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Dalton Gold with his second quarterback sack of this first half.
Who was
he
that?
He cannot be stopped. Dalton Gold, there you go. Huge play by the sophomore, and if he keeps this pace, I'm going to make a premature prophecy that when he graduates from this Bulldog football program, he'll be the all-time sack leader.
Well, Johnny Rich better be looking out, because I tell you what, just like you said last week, you can't block that man, Danny.
Going to have to punt. Are the Saints here on fourth and what appears to be 25. The ball sets at their own 30-yard line. They began at their own 47. So they've lost 12 yards on this drive. Fourth and 22. Clay County once again not dropping anyone. Punts away. It is a boomer. It's going to hit at the Bulldog 35 and take a big Saint roll. And it'll be down directly on the Clay County 20. Each time Clay County has began offensive drives in this game, they have been deep in their own territory.
They have, and, you know, I think that's a product of Markham on the sideline, guys. I mean, how many people, I know you said he trusts Sharp on the defensive side, you know, Sharp carrying the ball, Burks, but how many people does Coach Johnson have to put back deep on a punt?
Not a lot. That's a dangerous thing. We saw Collier for the Saints on his punt return touchdown. He mishandled that ball and had to pick it up. He's a seasoned veteran back there. All right, here we are. Clay County, 8:19 to go. They trail by 7 here in the second quarter. Ashok under center, hand off to Burks. He tries the left side of the offensive line behind Jovan and Goad. He picks up 2 to set up second and 8. Second and 8 for Clay County. It sets on their own 22-yard line. Big drive here. Clay County playing a great first half. Other than that special team's mistake, it would be scoreless. They do trail by 7, though, to the visiting Mount Juliet Christian Academy Saints. Clay County in the huddle. Ashlock distributes the play, and they break, come to the line. Sophomore says he's at center. Ashlock underneath him. Ball snap, whistles blow. We have Jonathan Maynard, I believe, in playing tackle. They called 74, but he's not on the field. I heard the official saying black 74 move. No, it's white 74. No wonder. That's George Pearson, the defensive lineman for the Saints. Must have been offside, and Clay County gets a big break there. Only the Saints' second penalty of this game. It's now 2nd and 3 for Clay County. Ball sets at the Bulldog 27-yard line where Ashlock goes under center. Motion in the backfield, hand off to Bowles at fullback. He fights and gets that first down. If he doesn't have it, we're going to be 1 inch away from it. He's right at the 30, and we took over at the 20. They do move those chains. First down, Kobe Bowles, and in two plays, aided by the Saint penalty, Clay County has a first down. 7:22 to play here in this second quarter, and the clock ticks. Emerton wide out to the left. Burks at right wing. Mason Sharp at left. Bowles at fullback. Ashlock under center. Another handoff to Bowles. He'll be hit hard, but that young man drives forward and picks up a few. He advances up to the Bulldog 28. I'm sorry. The Bulldog 33 to set up 2nd and 7. Gain of 3 from the freshman fullback. John Copeland is out with a knee injury.
I'm really worried
about him.
I'm really impressed with Colby Bowles. Just holding up as a freshman, never played a down. Pretty impressive, Coach.
Absolutely. I feel the same way.
Second and seven. Ashlock under center. Emerton playing very tight to the left. Ball snap. Hand off to Burks. Left side. Emerton's got a block downfield. Burks crosses the 35. Still over his feet. Powerhouse is his way near the 40-yard line and very close to the first down. It's going to be third and very short after this ball gets set by the officials. I will predict they place it at the 39.5 to set up third and about 18 inches for Clay County. And that is where they set the ball. Black and gold approaches the line. Ashlock under center. Third and about half a yard. Ball snap. Hand off to fullback Bowles. He's dropped for a loss. Nice tackle by the linebacker Andrew Cottrell for the Saints. Big call here for Coach Johnson, Thomas. 5:40 and ticking to play. Fourth and about, we'll call it short 2 yards, and looks like he's going to punt.
I think it's a good call, Daniel. Like I said, we're right where we want to be in this ball game. We're just down one score. Time's ticking away here in this second quarter. Good call by Coach Johnson. And you got a good punter, too. So flip the field right here.
The ball is in Bulldog territory. It sits at their own 38. Good call by Coach. Jolin awaits the long snap. Bryson Burchett, who's out with concussion-like symptoms from practice this week, was the long snapper. I don't know who just snapped it to Jolin, but Jolin gets it away and does a great job of keeping it away from the dangerous Collier, the return man for the Saints, and it rolls out of bounds at the Saint 38, where they'll take over just under 5 minutes to play.
I think that might be Dakota McGee doing the long snapping tonight. I saw him pregame getting some long snaps in. I think that he may have taken that spot tonight.
We've got a budget pest control scoreboard update prepared, but I don't know if we're going to have a break in action.
Well,
we
just two scores real quick, Daniel. Cookeville 28, White County 0, Upperman 7, Livingston 0, both in the second quarter. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it's bugging you, we'll kill it.
We appreciate Budget Pest Control and all of our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Coming up in about 4 minutes and 59 seconds of game time, we'll do the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, so be sure to stay with us for that. First and 10 for the Saints. Two tight ends, one on each side, two wideouts, one each side, and it's a mishandled snap. It's on the ground and goes there. However, Lane, the sophomore quarterback, decides to fall on that ball, robbing Dalton Gold of what would have been his third sack of the first half.
It would have been, and I almost want to give it to him because I guarantee you if he wasn't there bearing down on Link would have tried to scoop that one, but
I think it's better to do it. Let's just go ahead and do that, Thomas. That's a good rationale for the statistic, I believe. And now it says at the same 18-yard line after a huge loss in the first time out from either team takes place here with 4 minutes and 32 seconds on the clock. The Saints call it. They do lead 7-0 here at Clay County High School, but Clay County has the momentum. This is Bulldog Football live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. We return here to Clay County High School. We're on first down. We saw the Saints attempt to pass and a wise penalty. You don't say that a lot, but a wise penalty by freshman Carson Sharp. He was beat on the inside post and pretty much tackled that receiver to keep him from catching what would have been a huge gain.
I think that was Collier again, the All-Stater that took the punt back. I mean, just made a move on the freshman. You can't blame him for that. had a wide open touchdown, probably with the speed he showed on the punt return. Good play by Carson Sharp to wrap him up.
Still going to be second down for the Saints. However, after they lost a huge portion of yardage on that first down botch snap, it's still second around 16 as the ball now rests at the Saint 33-yard line for second around 16. Ball snap, Link has it, hands off to Heilick, and he's taken down by Dalton Goat again. He will not be denied into that Saint backfield.
We talked about it before this game. It was going to have to come down to Dalton Goat, and right now it is. His penetration can't be handled by this Saint up front. They just can't do anything with him, Daniel. He's a game changer.
He is, and he's showing that. This is his sophomore season as a Bulldog. We knew last year as a freshman, both he and Copeland were very special defensive players, and he's playing at as high a level as I've seen in the 21st century here in Salina. Ball sets at the Saint 31. Loss of two on the play. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Saints look to pass. Link's under pressure again, and he evades it this time. He's going to go out of bounds, and only after he has a forward pass with it, it's going to be incomplete. Just excellent pressure. I had a hard time bringing that scramble busted pocket to you. Link was pushed out by Gold and then chased by Strong, and he had to just get rid of the ball.
Bottom line, great defense from this Clay County team right here. I'll just go ahead and say it. This was unexpected coming into this ball game not to see Heilick touching the ball, for one thing. But it comes down to penetration, the situation that the Saints have been put in.
We see Jared Markham back deep to return this punt. As you mentioned, Thomas, no one else trusted to do it. Johnson sends him out. He wanted to use him in a very limited role in this game, and he's going to get a chance here, but not a chance to return, though, as the Saints are going to down it at the Bulldog 44-yard line. However, Clay County going to take over with their best opening field position of an offensive drive. We've got 3:18 to play here in this second quarter. The Saints lead 7-9. I've kind of got away from giving you that score. We've not seen a score since that punt return touchdown by Collier early in the first quarter. It's been a great ball game by each team.
Markham is in on this offensive series right here. I just saw him go in.
Well, it's a crucial series, no doubt about it. If we could get a score, even this thing up, headed into the half, it's a whole new ball game, guys, and Markham can get it for us.
Ashok under center, Markham in motion. He's going to get a toss sweep to the right. Here he is, 40, 45, 50, crosses the 50 near the first down. But he's going to be taken out of bounds. It appears to be at the Saint 48-yard line. Not a first down pickup, but I'm pleased to tell you Jared Markham looked pretty healthy on that carry.
He did. Yeah. He looked good on it, and the best thing about it, he got out of bounds, didn't take the hit. Perfect call right there to get Markham a touch.
I talked to him in the locker room pregame, and he said his ankle felt 100% better this week than it did last week, and I think it showed on that carry right there.
Coach, I appreciate you taking on that new responsibility in Fieldhouse Reporter prior to game. Great coverage. Second and two here for Clay County after the 8-yard pickup by Markham. It's in Saint territory of the 48. Ashlock handoff to Burks inside. He's in the backfield, shakes loose. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, but no more as he's taking down hard. Great effort by Burks just to get back near the line, and he may have actually lost on the play. We'll have to check the spot. Still going to be third and short regardless.
Just great defense right there. You know, Burks tried to make something out of it. Looks like basically a run of no gain.
Correct. Big play here. 2:42 and ticking to play in the second quarter. Coach Johnson has all three timeouts left. He's doing a great job here in his second contest as the head coach of this program. Third and a short two for Clay County. Burnett the wide out to the left. Markham still in at wing back to the left. Burks to the right. Markham in motion. Fake to him. Hand out to Bowles inside. He's close that to the first down. It is going to be fourth and very short after this spot. Fourth and around a yard as Bowles powers it up to the 46-yard line on the same end of the field. Pick up a two, four Bowles, fourth and one. I hear Bulldog faithful complaining about the spot of the ball. However, I think it was pretty accurate. Fourth and about a foot to go here for Clay County. Under 2 minutes to play.
Love to see Ashlock sneak it right here. I mean, he's got a big frame. We don't have, like you say, about 2 foot.
Ashlock under center. Fourth and inches. He does sneak it. Gets the first down. He crosses and picks it up. Ball now sets at the Saint 44, minute 42, and it's going to be ticking here after the chains are set at John Peoples Field. Clay County trying to knot this thing up at 7. They currently trail by 7 to the Saints. First and 10 for the Dogs. Now timeout's taken. Clay County's first of this second half. We'll go to a break. Minute 37 left in this second quarter. Clay County threatening.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We've returned here, coming out of this timeout. Clay County threatening. They've got it first and 10, 44 yards away from points, minute 37 to play in the second quarter.
Just a good big pickup right there, Daniel, on that fourth down play. Ashlock on the sneak got us a fresh set of downs. I think you see another run here to start off with, then look for a shot from this part of the field, maybe on second down.
Markham back in here at left wing. He's had one carry since he emerged onto the playing surface. It was a pickup of 8 on first down a few plays ago. Burks in motion. Clay County looks to pass. We're targeting Amberton deep. The ball's away. Incomplete. Nice pass by Ashcock over the outside shoulder. Going to be second and 10, though.
Just a simple go route right down this near sideline. Emerton had the stealth. Again, like you say, he put it where only Emerton could catch it, but it's a little underthrown, Daniel. You got to hit Emerton, put some air under it, let him run under it, because he's got the speed to do it, and that's a touchdown.
Here we are. Minute 31 to play, second quarter. Drawing close to halftime here. Clay County trails 7-9, second and 10. They're 44 yards away from the end zone. Ashlock under center. Emerton wide left. Markham in motion left right. Fake to him. We're looking to pass again. Second 10 miles away. Going to be intercepted by Collier. And here he comes. 20, 30. He's at the 40. Reaches midfield. He's now at the 40. Jukes a man down to the 25. Still on his feet. He'll finally be taken down. Clay County on a second 10 pass attempt throws an interception to the senior Collier. Mount Juliet going to have a possession here with a minute 14 here on the clock. Not questioning Coach Johnson there, but it was interesting to see the shift to two consecutive pass plays here on that. Certainly, he would have wished it worked out different. Hopefully, the Clay County defense can hang on here before halftime. Mount Juliet currently leads 7-9. But they've got it deep in Bulldog territory. It does rest at the 27-yard line.
It's Dalton Gogue time, Daniel. I mean, we've got to have a stop right here. Keep them out of the end zone. Stay in this game.
One wide out to either side. Two running backs. Actually, there's two wide outs to the left. Link in the shotgun. Heilick at left hip. Hand off to Heilick. He has no gain. His Gogue's credited for the tackle again. Others were involved, primarily Joseph Jolin, who also was a primary tackler on that play. No timeout taken on the field. Clock ticks as he was tackled in bounds. Now the timeout's taken. 57.3 seconds. Let's stay on air here. Coach, I know you have one more score that you picked up for the Budget Pest Control scoreboard update. Think it may be the Alcoa Maryville game.
27-14 halftime. Alcoa's ahead.
That's a big game. You know, Alcoa, the 3A team over there in Blount County, going against their rival neighbors. They're about 3 miles apart, those campuses. Merville, the 6A team, definitely probably 10,000 plus at that game.
Both of them very respectable programs.
Oh, certainly. Just in the last 20 years alone, they probably each have at least double-digit state championships. So Clay County here trying to hang on to this 7-point deficit. We're under a minute to play, 57.3 seconds, Thomas, and it's second and 10 after another good stop, but don't go.
Well, you know, again, bottling Heilick up when he's touched it. I think you see Link go back to the air right here. We've got to watch that underneath. That's why they're putting Hylik to the outside to try to get him the ball in space.
Saints look to pass on 2nd and 10. Link rolls to the left. Ball's away. Going to be complete. Deep now into Bulldog territory. Going to be spotted inside the 10 at the Bulldog's 6-yard line. The Saints look to go to a 2-possession lead here. Hopefully, Clay County can turn them away.
Just a little bootleg out to the far sideline. Good coverage there by Jacob Burnett. Just a good throw, like you said earlier, about Ashlock, where nobody else could catch it but the Saint right on the sideline.
First and goal for Mount Juliet. 50.2 seconds. The Saints have a 7-0 lead nearing halftime here at John Teeples Field. Saints approach the line of scrimmage. 2 wideouts to the left, a tight end, and a wideout to the right. Hylik behind Link this time, who's in the shotgun. Hand off to Hylik. He's going to be hit by the scrimmage. Keeps his legs moving, though, and he gets into the end zone. However, there's a flag down, I think, a hold against the Saints. Hopefully the Bulldog faithful here, and who are seated in Joni Leach Stadium below us, will be able to applaud what is not a touchdown, hopefully a holding penalty. Blocking the back by the Saints. No points for them on that one. Clay County, though, just hanging on by a thread here right before halftime.
They are, and you could see the speed and the power of Darius Hylik on that run right there. I think it was Zach Strong that hit him in the backfield, made a good lick on him, just didn't wrap up. And it's not his fault, Daniel. That guy's got tree trunks for legs and just ran right through him and burst into the end zone.
Well, he's going to play at the next level, I think, guys.
He looks good.
He's a man out there.
First and goal for the Saints. However, now it does rest after the penalty at the Bulldog 12. Link in the shotgun, Hylik to his left hip. 3 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right. Low snap, picked up by Link. He's under pressure by freshman Wade Jones, and he takes him down for a huge play here for Clay County. The freshman coming up big for the second time tonight in this contest. As Mount Juliet Christian Academy takes their final timeout of this first half. There's 34.4 seconds on the clock after the tackle for loss. They're all the way back at the Bulldog 23-yard line, and it's not just a mulligan now for points for the Saints.
Huge, guys. I mean, like you said, I can't remember the comments you made there, hanging on by a thread. Not anymore with what the freshman Wade Coons just did. Amazing. All night long, freshman been stepping up. Coons has got a big TFL earlier on, the sack already. Huge play by a young player, a first-year player, in his second game playing on defense.
Guys, give Dalton Golden an assist there because he shot up the middle of that offensive line and forced the quarterback to roll out to his left and allowed Coons to get to him.
Penetration across the board, Coach. I mean, that's what's dooming the Saints right now. I know they got the 7-point lead. We're acting like we're ahead in this ball game, but in our eyes, we're playing great. We're exactly where we need to be. Now we've got to keep them out of the end zone.
Second goal from the Saints. However, it sets at the Bulldog 24-yard line. Link in the shotgun, 3 wide to the right. Hylik is right hip. Going to be a pass. Ball's away. Man's there. Touchdown, Saints. Coverage was there by Emberton. He could not locate the ball, though. And the Saints take the 13-0 lead here with 29.2 seconds.
Beautiful toss and catch right there from Link. I mean, he threw that ball on a rope. And I tell you what, that's a dang good right wide receiver right there in the form of Collier. I mean, he gets on your feet. He makes a move. Nothing Emmer could do right there in coverage. He was right where he needed to be. Good throw, better catch.
Certainly was, as now we see Branham on for the extra point. He bangs it through successfully. And Mount Juliet leads 14-0. 29.2 seconds here before halftime. Clay County's going to get a chance at it, though. Stay with us. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more. We return here to John Peoples Field, and if my microphone was not muted during that break, I apologize. Perhaps it was, perhaps it wasn't. Mount Juliet Christian now leads 14-9. We're a little deflated here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, but I think this Bulldog team will stay alive as we hear that fire engine horn coming from some of our local folks that's brought out here. They're encouraging the Dogs on here with 29.2 remaining in the second quarter. They do trail 14-9, but it's been a great first half of play by the Bulldogs.
It has. They've played great, great football, great defensively. We haven't been able to hear that fire truck for a touchdown tonight, Daniel. That's the only difference right now. Trail 14-0, and it all goes back to a turnover. I mean, you see game after game, turnovers make the difference. That interception from Ashlock turned into points on the other end.
Kicks away and rolls out of bounds at the Bulldog 1, so a break there for Clay County. They'll be able to take it at their own 35-yard line. We'll have to see if second week head coach Jake Johnson wants to take a knee and take it on into halftime here, or if he's going to try to even the score a little bit with points.
Like you say, second week coach, I'd be afraid to guess right now. We don't really know the personality of Coach Jake Johnson, except for he's an old school football coach, likes to run the ball, and he has opened the playbook and taken some shots tonight.
Clay County will be kicking off to start the third quarter. They did receive to start this game, so the Saints going to have the ball back starting the second half. Ashlock's going to be under center, double wing set. Ball snapped, handoff to Burks. He comes on the left side with good blocking, evades the tackler, but he'll be hit after a pickup of three to advance up to the Bulldog 38-yard line, and I believe that's going to be it for the first half here at John Peoples Field. Great defensive play for the Dogs. They had a breakdown on a pass play. They had a breakdown on special teams. That's where Mount Juliet has their 14-0 lead. Stay with us here as we prepare for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at Clay County High School.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CTHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioFriend that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioFriend is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioFriend services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
We return here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show at John Teeples Field, where Clay County trails Mount Juliet Christian 14-0. But, Coach, heck of a lot better game than the scoreboard shows.
It has been, Thomas. It's, again, same as last week, take away the big plays for Mount Juliet Christian, and it's an even ball game, I think.
That's true, and, Clay County really hadn't put together but one drive in this contest. The first two went three and out. Picked up another couple first downs late in that second quarter, but they all came after that punt return touchdown where Collier took it 60 yards to make it 7-0 with 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. Put together a drive, Coach, picked up three first downs, ended in one of five punts in the first half, though. And after that, we held, you take a special teams play, and then the interception late, and Mount Juliet Christian goes up 14-0 with 30 seconds left to go in this half. So two big plays, just like you said, as your stats will show, not a whole lot of offensive production for the Saints.
No, certainly not. A defensive half to be proud of. Aaron, I got to apologize to you, Thomas. I was watching the field goal kick on the field.
Oh, okay.
There was a fan, I'm not sure who it was, but made a field goal from, 35 yards or something. And, I think they won some money, but I don't know who it was. So
well,
I was kind of.
I'll give you a mulligan on that one.
Offensive stats for Mount Juliet Christian. Not really much to talk about. Link is 3-for-7, throwing the ball, 78 yards and a touchdown. Here's the big thing. Coming into the game, we thought, there's a chance they're just going to run all over us. But here's something that we didn't expect. Hylik, 4 carries for -3 yards in the first half. Collier, 3 carries for -2 yards in the first half. And the quarterback, Link, was sacked 4 times and lost 60 total yards on those 4 sacks. So, 12 carries for minus 65 yards as a team in the first half for Mount Juliet Christian.
Unbelievable.
Wade
Coons and Dalton Gold, and this Bulldog defense has risen to the occasion this whole first half. But I tell you what, it was, a special teams play. A turnover by Clay County that led to points later on, Daniel, and that's the difference in this ballgame.
It is, and, I hope that the Bulldog players and coaches are in that locker room saying the same thing and realizing, let's come back out and play this second half just like it's none to none. And, I've not seen anything that would lead me to believe Clay County can't come back and take control of this game.
I agree, and stat-wise, they moved the ball pretty good. Do have 5 punts. Their drives weren't very long except for one. They put together a good drive late in that first quarter. They've got 26 carries for 82 yards on the ground. Ashlock's just 1-for-6 for 7 yards with an interception. Kind of called him out in the pregame. I'd like to see, Ashlock hit this stride. He's had some receivers, guys, just struggling a little bit tonight.
Well, I think that's true, and your prediction was there in the terms of trying to take some deep shots down the field. We've already saw more pass attempts in the first half of this game than we saw in the entirety of the Republic game last week. So those shots have been taken, just couldn't connect.
They have, and your leading rusher so far tonight, the freshman, Colby Bowles at fullback. He's got 10 carries for 28 yards. White Burke's right beside him, 10 carries for 29 yards. Mason Sharp's got 4 carries for 15 yards. And Markham, who didn't start this game and only played one series, guys, has 1 carry for 8 yards, provided that spark there for just a minute. Ashlock had the quarterback sneak for 2 yards. So that wraps up the offense for Clay County tonight. They've got 32 plays for 89 yards total at the half.
Well, there you have it. Let's go ahead here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and play a few ads, and then we'll come back, give some final thoughts before the kickoff here in the second half. You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to
we return here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Mount Juliet Christian leads at halftime 14-0. We're about 2 minutes away from the kickoff of this third quarter. We're going to jump over here to Coach Edwards for a budget pest control scoreboard update.
Well, Daniel, a lot of scores here, most of them in the second quarter or at halftime. Cookeville 28, White County 0. Still have Upperman and Livingston 7-0, Upperman with the lead. Watertown 35, DeKalb 0.
Oakland 56, Republic 0. Trousdale County 14, Gordonsville 7. That's showing in the second quarter.
Good game.
Jackson County 8, Red Bullman Springs 0, also second quarter.
Shootout there.
East Robertson 16, Joe Burns 0 currently. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the Bug Thugs.
The Bug Thugs. East Robertson led, Joe Burns, you said?
East Robertson 16, Joe Burns 0.
Okay, both opponents of the Bulldogs coming up the second half of this season. Currently, Clay County 3-0 on the year. Here they are in the middle of this fourth contest, though, trailing by 14. The Saints going to have it to start off the third quarter of action, as we mentioned here during our halftime show. Just really two big plays have created those points for the Saints. They've not had sustained drives. They had a punt return touchdown early in the first quarter of about 60 yards for seven of those points. And then a touchdown pass around 30 yards, 24 yards, I think it was, there nearing the end of the second quarter. So Clay County definitely in this game. They are injury depleted tonight. Several starters out. We began the season without Clark Donaldson and Will Ogletree. And last week we lost John Copeland. This week during practice we lost Bryson Burchett to a concussion. So and Jared Markham has only been handed off to one time in this game, trying to preserve that gimpy ankle that he's had plaguing him for about 3 weeks now. So Clay County doing a fine job with a bit of a skeleton crew tonight. And now we are nearing the kickoff of this third quarter. Joseph Joe is going to take care of those duties for Clay County. He handles all the punting and all the kicking. Clay County going to be kicking off from left to right in the third quarter here. Saints going to be driving from right to left. Thomas, we need to see some consistency out of Clay County. They've been consistent except for a few breakdowns. That needs to continue as Jolin does kick it off. Mishandled by the Saints. Picked up and quickly taken down by freshman Kobe Bowles, who's had a nice night on offense, the leading rusher, as we mentioned, during the halftime show. And he comes up with a solo tackle there. Saints going to have the first possession of this second half of play, beginning at their own 28-yard line. 72 yards away from points.
Well, I just, you know, you got to think, Clay County, this is a huge drive for them right here defensively. They laid it all out on the line in that first half. A quick score here by Mountain Juliet Christian. This thing could be over. So, huge, huge drive right here for Clay County.
Sophomore Christian Link, the quarterback. Darius Heilig, the senior running back, gets it off of his right hip. He has yardage, but he's going to be taken down there. My Bulldog defender, 66, Zach Strong on the stop. Highly contained tonight so far. He had over 2,000 yards last year. I think he had maybe 200 in the contest against us a year ago. So so far tonight, his biggest gain's been maybe 6 yards. Second and 7 now for the Saints. Pick up a 3 for Highly. 2 wideouts to the right, 1 to the left. Lincoln the shotgun. There's a tight end to the right. Snaps there, quick pass to the right. Ball's caught. Tackle made, though, by the Dogs. B.J. Emerson accompanied by Joseph Jolin and Hayden Cherry. No gain or possibly a loss. Yes, loss of 2 on that quick screen attempt. Nice job by the senior. Call a loss of 3 as they move it all the way back to 3rd and 10 here for Mount Juliet.
Just a quick screen to the outside. You don't think about B.J. Emerson as a defensive player. He's doing it tonight, Daniel. I mean, just great job. Broke down on that one. He made about 4 juke moves. Didn't go anywhere.
Clay County needing a spark here. 3rd and 10. 2 wideouts to the left for the Saints. Link the quarterback. Heinlich on his left hip. It is going to be a pass. Link rolls. Ball's away. He has a man. It's Collier. Pass is caught. Tackle made by Emberton. Moving it up to the 45-yard line on their end of the field are the Mountain Juliet Christian Academy Saints. They'll have it 1st and 10.
Just a simple roll out to this near sideline, Daniel, and a long, deep flag route. Again, a perfect ball from Christian Link. Great pitching catch. Can't really defend that one.
10-20 and ticking here in the third. Saints have the ball, and they also have a 14-point lead.
Hylick now sitting behind Link in that shotgun set. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Hand off to Hylick up the gut. He'll be hit and tackled. Again, the Bulldog run defense comes up strong. Several Bulldogs in on it. I see Cherry, Coon, Strong, and others. Not sure who to credit with the main stop there. It's a nice gang tackle. Pickup of, we'll call, two for Hylick. Ball sets now on the Saint 47 for second and eight. Saints playing slow. They've got a lead. They're letting the clock run. We're down to 9.5 here in the third. The Clay County defense has played lights out against the run game thus far. Two wide to the left for the Saints, one to the right. Hylick and Link in the backfield. Here's the snap. Hand off to Hylick. He tests the left side. He's going to have a big run here as he picks up the first down. Tackle finally made by freshman Colby Bowles to bring down the big senior tailback for Mount Juliet. He advanced up to the Bulldog 43-yard line where it's going to be first down and 10 for the Saints.
Credit Emberton right there for sticking his head in, but it's a good thing that Bowles come through and got him around the legs because he ran over BJ.
Two wide left, one to the right. Hylick the back, handoff to Hylick. He's across the 40, now the 35. He's starting to gain some momentum and running with some aggression. As he picks up a chunk on that one, it's enough nearly for a first. Pick up a 9 for him. The ball rests at the Bulldog 34.
Picking up the pace now, Daniel.
Two wide left, one to the right. Look for Hylick again. Here he comes, 35. Taken down, though.
Great play by Cherry right there.
Taken down for a gain of one. However, one's all he needed for the first down.
We're getting a good look at Darius Hylick and what he's capable of right here. Still, Clay County doing a good job of gang tackling, just like Coach Johnson said they'd have to do in that interview earlier in our pregame show.
Ball rest at the Bulldog 33. The Saints threatening behind the legs of Darius Hylick here. Link in the gun. Looks to pass. Quick string to Collier. Emerton there. Makes a nice stop accompanied by Gold and Coons. Short pickup for the Saints on the first down pass.
Another good stop by B.J. Emerton. That's Collier again on the outside. We know the moves and the speed he's got. And we also know the athlete that B.J. Emerton is. And made a great play right there to save what would have been a big game.
Just picked up one. It was a nice stop. Second 9 for the Saints. They're 32 yards away from making this a 3-possession game. They lead 14-9, 7:35 and ticking here in the third quarter. Two wide outs right, one wide, and a tight end to the left. Hylick in the backfield with Link. Here's the snap. Link looks to throw. He has pressure. Gets it away, though, and it's going to be incomplete. Nice coverage by Emberton, who almost got a hand on that pass.
He did, and that looked like an all-out blitz right there to me, Daniel. I don't know if we recognized pass or Coach Johnson called it, but we had Jolin coming off the edge, Coon sticking his neck in, and the man, Dalton Gold, with that penetration, forced that errant throw.
Third and 9. Going to be the 10th play of this opening third quarter drive for Mount Juliet. 7:22 on the clock. It is stopped after that incomplete pass. Two wide to the left, tight end and a wide out to the right. Hylick and Link in the backfield. Third and 9. Ball snap, hand off to Hylick. He's hitting the backfield, but he breaks that. Crosses over the 30, advances up to the Bulldog 28-yard line, where he'll be stopped short of the first down. Fourth down here. Huge play for the Dogs.
It is, Daniel. And again, we've said it all night long. This Bulldog defense continues to rise to the occasion. We talked about the importance of this drive and getting a stop here to keep this a 2-score ball game. And so far, they've bowed up once they cross the 50-yard line.
Could be the game here. Maybe a little premature to say, but fourth and around 5.5 for the Saints. They've got it on the Bulldog 28. Need a big stop from this Clay County defense. Two wide to the left, tight end and a wide out to the right. Hylick in the backfield. Clay County front line moves. They don't cross the plane, though. Hand off to Hylick. He's going to be dropped close to the first. We may have to pull out the sticks, but he looks to be about 36 inches short.
Right at the 25-yard line.
Clay County got to take over here. Huge stop for the defense. And hopefully this will be the spark Clay County needs to get points on the board in this game. We've never been shut out in this series with Mountain Juliet Christian, and we need to take away the hopes of that happening tonight here and put points on the board. 6:30 to play here in this third quarter. Clay County taking over, 75 yards away from a touchdown at their own 25-yard line. Ashok under center. It's going to be a handoff to Markham. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he's dropped. No gain for the senior Markham, who opened up the season with a huge 272-yard night against Jackson County right here in front of us at John Peoples Field. Since then, he's had a lingering ankle injury, and he's yet to be full speed. Second and 10 for Clay County. Ashlock under center. Burks at right wing. Going to have motion out of Mason Sharp's left wing. It's a handoff to Burks underneath. He's going to be close to the first down. Stop just short of it, perhaps. Huge gain, though, of at least 9, maybe more. He's going to be just short as he advances up to the Bulldogs 34 for 3rd and 1. Yet another big play here. We need to keep this drive alive as we near the, as we're already past the halfway point of this third quarter. 5:25 and ticking on the clock. Third and about a foot for Clay County. Maybe an Ashlock sneak again. He's under center. Double wing set. Bowles the fullback. Bowles gets it. He goes up in the gut. Forward progress gives him the first down. Clay County going to move the chains on this one and keep this drive alive. The freshman has played big in there at fullback tonight. He's not a real big kid, but my roster that's got the sizes on it, I don't have it with me tonight. He's got some good height, but not a lot of weight. But he's running hard from that fullback position and gets a breather after picking up that Bulldog first down.
Well, just to have 10 carries as a freshman against a team of this caliber is huge, Daniel. And you're right. He hasn't lost any yards tonight.
1st and 10. Ashlock under center. Going to be a penalty on the play. Clay County likely going to be backed up 5 yards. However, we have seen Mount Juliet be called for an offside tonight. And we see it again. Going to be 1st and 5 for the Dogs. And momentum starting to build in black and gold favor. 4:48 to play in the third. Clay County does trail 14-9.
Got to go back to that defensive stop, Daniel. This is huge in this ball game. Critical turning point here to give Clay County a chance.
1st and 5. Ball at the Bulldog 40. Markham knows Mason Sharp in motion. Toss sweep to him. Tackle for a loss by Darius Heilig and the Saints. Loss of about 2 to 3 yards on that carry. Ball rest now at the Bulldog 38. Loss of 2, we'll call it. Still, though, with the 1st and 5 situation, even after the loss, we're at 2nd and 8. Ashlock under center, double wing set. McGee the fullback. Markham's in motion. Hand off to Burks underneath. He's around the left side. He's going to have the first set of more. 50, 45, 40. He goes deep here into Saint territory and flips the field. And the biggest play from scrimmage on the night for Clay County advances down. There's a flag on the field.
Oh,
there is a flag against Clay County.
Holden.
Coach Edwards, you catch it. Holden Thomas, you said? The momentum going to be stripped away. The holding penalty took place, it appears, at the Bulldog 44. No, after the penalty, it sits at the Bulldog 45-yard line. So it's still 2nd and about a foot, if the chains are correct, for Clay County. Burks had such a nice run, the holding penalty took place so far downfield that he still picks up 9 on the play. Ashlock under center, 2nd and 1. Markham in motion, fake to him, hand off to Bowles, he's dropped. Nice play by the defensive lineman, Gavin Forsha, for the Saints. No gain there, still 3rd and 1 for Clay County. That was Bowles on the carry. He comes off the field a little gimpy after the hard hit.
Third and short. What do you like here, Thomas?
If it's me, I'd sneak it again with Ashlock. I mean, like I say, that big body up front, that's where I'm going on this one.
Familiar double wing set. We've not seen anything different from Clay County tonight. Emerton split wide to the left. Hand up to Markham. He tries to come around right side. Drop for no gain. Fourth and one.
I think you got to see something north and south on fourth and, or third and less than one on that play there. I understand trying to get Markham a touch, but I don't like a horizontal run on short yardage.
Loss of one on the play sets up fourth and a short two for Clay County. They are going to go for it here deep in this third quarter. They trail by 14. 2:20 on the clock ticking. Big play here. Need to get behind Clay County as they come up for fourth and two.
We've had
from the Bulldog 44. Ashlock under center. Near offsides by the Saints. The man holds it. Markham's got it. He's going to get the first. Not much more, but he does keep this drive alive as we prepare for the eighth play now of it. First and 10. The new situation for Clay County after Markham looks pretty fresh.
Gutsy call there. Gutsy call, I think.
Well, definitely, fourth and around, yard and a half, deep in the third, trailing by two. Had to do it, I believe.
Went to your go-to guy there.
Here we go. First and 10. Clay County 52 yards away. They've got it at their own 48, hand off to Burks. He's going to be hit for a loss as the Saint defense starting to stiffen up here late in this game. They're doing their best to keep this Clay County drive at bay. However, that does not prevent Clay County from having it second 11 on their ninth play of this drive. Also one for Burks. Coach Johnson sends the play in with Ashlock. No personnel change on this particular play. Minute 15 left here in the third. Clay County trying to climb back into it here.
Several straight runs, Daniel. Do we see a little play action here?
Second 11, Ashlock under center, ball of the Bulldog 46. It is play action pass, ball's away, caught by Burks for a first down, and Morris, he gets it down to the Saint 34-yard line. Great call by Coach Johnson, great anticipation by you for that call, Thomas. First down, Clay County.
Well, we finally seen Jake Ashlock put one on a receiver right there. Great throw from Jake Ashlock. Like I said earlier, he's streaky. I'm glad to see he finally get one. Here we go, guys.
As a strike, maybe that builds some confidence for him.
45 seconds and ticking here in the third. Clay County threatening. They're 34 yards away. Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. Hand off to him. He cuts it up in the middle. Has positive yardage. Almost first down yardage as he continues those legs moving. At least to pick up a 6-7. We'll have to check the spot. It appears that the ball sets from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth at the Saint 26-yard line. Second a long two for Clay County. Pickup of 8 for Markham on that carry. Jared coming in, seeing some action here in the second half. Is Ashlock under center for the 11th play of this offensive drive. There's a ball on the ground. It is recovered safely by Markham. Third quarter ends here at Clay County High School. We're going to have third and around four to go when we come back from this break. Mountain Julie Christian leads 14-9 over the Clay County Bulldogs.
You can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327. Or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
12 minutes to go in this one. Clay County trying to get to 4-0 for the first time since 1997, but they've got an uphill battle to climb to do it. beginning of the fourth quarter. Clay County, after flipping the field, is going to be driving from right to left. Third and a long six. Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. Fake to him. We're looking to pass. Ball's away. Incomplete. Going to be fourth and a long six for Clay County. 13th play of this Bulldog drive. It's had three first downs. Been a great drive. Something that we need to come away with points on, though, as we get ever closer to the end of this game. Ball sets at the Bulldog 30.
Talk about that third quarter a little bit, Daniel.
The Saint 30.
Two possessions, one for each person, and we're still driving on ours. So
that's great, good football
drive right here.
Fourth and long six, double wing set. Ashlock under center. Emerton's flip wide to the left. Burks is in motion. Clay County's got a pass. Ball's away to Emerton, incomplete. Going to be a turnover on downs for Clay County. 11:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. Saints going to get the ball. Clay County does trail by two scores, 14-9.
No chance on that one, Daniel. Just had some penetration up front. Ashlock didn't take his drop from under center. Just started backpedaling. Penetration got him. He had to let it loose and just threw it up for grabs, and Emerton didn't have a shot.
Now, Jewett Christian in possession of the ball and in possession of the lead at this point in time. Clay County's had nice defense all night. As you mentioned, Thomas, on that third quarter drive of the Saints opening the half, they had a long 11-play drive. We had a 13-play drive, and that was it. That was the third quarter, those two drives. Whistles blow on the field. Too many men on the offensive side, perhaps, for Mount Juliet. No flags, though. But we had a helmet that came off or some blood on a player. The officials, no infraction, but they wanted to see one of the Saints come to the sideline. He's been replaced now. Link in the shotgun, two wide left, one to the right. Ball's on the ground. Link picks it up. He's under pressure from Jolin. He'll be taken down. Who's the man on it?
That's sharp.
That's strong. Gold. Dalton Gold picks up his fourth sack of this game. Jolin deserves some credit for the pressure as well, but Link ducked under the rush of Jolin, and Dalton Gold picks up his fourth sack of this contest. I hope we're not taking sacks out of the hands of Zach Strong and giving them to Gold. One worth 62, the other 66, but I'm 98% sure it was Gold. Timeout is taken here on the field. We're going to go to a quick break here. 11:33 to play. Mount Juliet leads 14-9.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
We return here to John Teeples Field, where there was an injury timeout on the field. Christian Link, the sophomore quarterback, after the pressure was applied by Jolin and Goad there on that last sack, was a bit shaken up. So we see him go to the sideline, and wide receiver, senior All-State wide receiver Collier goes to quarterback for a bit of a wildcat set, perhaps. He's a good runner. We'll see what happens. Ball's been snapped from the Saint 22, and here Collier goes. He's at the 30, 35, 40, 45 midfield. He's a fast runner. He's all the way down to the Bulldog 25, 28-yard line. Flip the field.
He's just on a whole nother level, Coach. I mean, we've seen some athletes. You see them in basketball. You see them wherever. He looked like Tyreek Key right there taking it down the field, didn't he?
He did a little bit. You know, B.J. Emerson's a great athlete for us, and it was all he could do to catch him.
That's right.
First down for the Saints. 11-14 to play here in this fourth quarter. They lead 14-9, and they have a fresh set of downs deep in Clay County territory. The ball does rest at the Bulldog 27. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left, with a tight end. Hylick still in the backfield. However, Collier as well, who just had that huge gain, still in the backfield. He's going to receive this shotgun snap. He looks to run again, tries the right side. Cherry doing a good job with lateral movement. Nice job. Kobe Bowles comes in on the tackle. Hayden Cherry's got to have some credit on that one, too. He took that inside shoulder and held up the lead block and created that play.
That's Hayden Cherry for you. Unsung hero, as Coach Jake Johnson called him. He just does his job and does it well out there on the outside.
Pick up of one for the Saints to set up second nine. Collier still at quarterback for the Saints. The injured Link still on the sideline. Clock ticks here after that tackle. We're down to 10:30 to play. Two wideouts left. One and a tight end to the right. Hylick behind Collier in the backfield. Hand off to Hylick. He's up the gut. Stop for a little gain. He advances up to the Bulldog 23, where he'll be taken down to set up third and around five for the Saints. Gotta have a stop here if the Bulldogs hope to stay in this contest. Cannot give up another score and drop down three possessions.
Very similar to the last sequence we saw. You know, big third down right here. You got to think it's four down territory, of course, but the Dog D has risen to the occasion all night. Let's see what they got.
Two wide left, a tight end and a wide out to the right. Hylick in the backfield, hand off to him. He tests the left side, nothing doing. Going to be fourth down. Stop made by Cherry.
Another great play by Hayden Cherry. Got Hylick bearing down on him. Like you say, broke down, went horizontally, made him cut it back up, and that's where you want to keep Darius Hylick.
On fourth and around seven, we're going to call that a loss of one on the play for the Saints. They'll bring on their excellent place kicker, Carter Branham, to attempt a field goal here. He has plenty of leg. The ball's going to be spotted on the 30-yard line. It'll be held there by Collier, so this is a 40-yard attempt by the Saints. 5 minutes and ticking here. He has plenty of leg to make it. We saw that in pregame warm-ups. The snap's there. It's a bad hold, though. Collier runs down the outside, looks to throw, pass away, incomplete. Clay County dodges a huge bullet. I had no doubt that Branham probably would have connected from there and made it a three-possession game, but a glimmer of hope, Coach Edwards, as Clay County still trails by two possessions, and they're getting the ball. Should be around the, I don't know if it's on the spot. If you attempt a field goal from within the 20, I guess it comes back out to the 20. We'll have to see where Clay County's going to take over possession. Huge bullet dodge there by the Bulldogs. Ball is going to be placed. Clay County takes over at the Bulldog 22. 78 yards away from points here. Quick snap by Clay County yields a penalty. 8:51 to play. Penalty of the 5-yard variety against the Dogs moves it back.
That's only the second penalty of the night against Clay County. And if you remember, the first one was that pass interference call that was turned out to really be a good penalty.
It was.
So that's really the first bad penalty we've had of the night.
Ball now rests at the Bulldog 17-yard line for first and 15. Everything now a four-down territory for Clay County as they trail by two scores late this fourth quarter. Ashlock a handoff underneath the Burks. Nice game by him. Will not pick up the first down. Remember, it was first and 15 there. However, he does come back and pick up around 7 or 8 as he advances up to the Bulldog 25-yard line. Pick up of 8 on the carry by Burks. Second and 7 after first and 15.
Got to go back to that Bulldog defense, guys. The game that Clay County's played, really on both sides of the ball tonight, has been impressive. I know they trail here 14-0, but just a great game already.
Markham in motion. Hand off to him. He's sprung into the loose here. There he is. 45-50. Can he outrun him? No. But he flips the field, gets the first down, and he advances into Saint territory at the Mount Julian 43-yard line. Great run there by Markham for the first down. First down, Thomas, after the penalty originated at the Bulldog 17, and it was ran for 8 by Burks up to the 25, so that was a pickup.
32, I believe.
Of 32 for Markham, and there's an injury timeout, I assume, on the field. I don't know, Coach Edwards, is it an injury timeout or just a timeout take?
Well, I see a training crew over there on the opposite side of the field, so I assume there is an injury. I can't tell if it's a Bulldog or if it's a Saint.
Well, if it is a Saint down, we'll go ahead and go to commercial break. 8:03 remains. Clay County's threatening. They do trail 14-9. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We quickly return here on the Horizon Sports Network. There's still injury timeout on the field for a Saint who is down. There's 8:03 left in this quarter. It's number 44, Andrew Cottrell, Thomas says. Clay County has the ball at the Saint 43-yard line after that 32-yard run by Markham. Clay County's biggest play from scrimmage on the night, as we see Kittrell get up, walk to the sideline unassisted. That's always nice to see. So we're going to go ahead and stay with you here. Clay County trails by 14. They've got it first and 10, 43 yards away. And I hope, Thomas, that we stay on the ground here and continue to do what's gotten us to this point.
I agree with you, Daniel. And no matter how this thing turns out right here, you got to talk about the heart of this team. You alluded to it earlier. You know, John Copeland, the heartbeat of the defense is not out there. Well, these guys just step up. You know, it doesn't matter. Next man up mentality here for Jake Johnson's team.
We'll definitely talk a lot about that in the DQ postgame show after the action's over. Right now, let's see what Clay County can do. First and 10. It's going to be a handoff to Markham. Counter play. He's to the 40. He'll be stopped there after a pickup of 3. They may spot it at the Saint 39. We'll have to see. However, yeah, we'll call it the 40. Pickup of 3. Second and long 7 here. 7:44 and ticking. Clay County quickly comes to the line. Emerton split wide to the left. Double wing set. Bowles the fullback.
Markham's in motion. Fake to him. Ashaw Cooks the pass. Has time. Balls away. It's a nice pass. Called by Emerson. He stays in bounds. No! He calls it out of bounds. I thought it was a Bulldog touchdown. Regardless, the senior B.J. Emerson makes an excellent catch, and that ball's going to be spotted first and goal at the Bull or the Saint 8-yard line. Prettiest play of the night for Clay County.
You just got to give him a chance, Daniel. Just get it within 5 yards of him. The man's going to come down with the ball. First time tonight he's got it there. And a huge play for Clay County. This one just got tighter, maybe.
That was a big-time catch by Emerson, but it was a big-time throw by Ashok. First and goal, St. 8-yard line. Ashok hands off to Bowles. He gets up to around the 5 where he's running hard, perhaps the 6. Nice play on first down. He advances up, we'll call it a gain of 2. Second goal from the St. 6. Plenty of time here. 7:05 and ticking. Clay County's got 3 timeouts here still remaining in this second half, but we've got to have points, and we've got to have them now. Black and gold approaches the line. Emerton split wide to the left. Markham in motion, left to right. Hand off to him. He's sniffing the end zone. He finds it. Touchdown, Jared Markham. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And we've got a ball game here. It's Clay County's Drew within one possession, 14-6, and we'll have to see if we can convert.
Just hang around, hang around, hang around, Daniel. One big play puts us down there in scoring position. Jared Markham finishes it off with an inside run. We don't see that much. Cut it up, like you said, sniffing the goal line, and he would not be denied.
Signature carry by Markham there. Showed speed, showed vision. Showed strength. Extra point attempt, no good. Clay County trails 14-6, but they've got momentum here with 6:46 to play in the contest. They are down 8 points, but that is one possession if they can score and have a 2-point conversion attempt. We'll play one ad here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
We return here to Clay County High School. We're proud to tell you here that Clay County now trails by only one possession after trailing most of this game by 14-9. They now trail 14-6 and have life breathed into them by Jared Markham, who sent out to all of the first half except for one carry, the best I recall. He's got a touchdown here after the great pass play from Ashok Demerton to set it up first and goal.
Just making plays on that drive right there, and it started with Jared Markham's 32-yard run and then Emerton for 32, and we're in the end zone.
Onside's attempt by Clay County, unsuccessful. Saints going to go ahead and take over here with a short field at the Bulldog 48-yard line. Still 6:46 remaining here in the contest. Coach Johnson trusting his defense, who has played well to keep the Saints at bay here in what's already probably four down territory.
Well, again, I think you'll see in the DQ postgame show when we get there, big plays is all it's been from Mountain Julep Christian, the Saints, hadn't it, Coach?
Only one sustained drive, the first into the third quarter. That's really the only sustained drive they've had. Two wide outs left, one to the right for the Saints. Actually, that's a tight end to the right. Two backs in the backfield. Christian Link, the sophomore, back in at quarterback. He was injured the last drive. He goes under center the first time tonight. Hand off to Havoc. He'll be bottled up, but only after he picks up a lot of yardage. So I guess bottled up was the wrong term.
Well, he was at one time, Daniel, but those legs keep driving. Picked up another 8-10 yards after first contact and drug about 4 with him.
First down in the sticks move for the Saints all the way into Bulldog territory now at the 32-yard line. And you've got to think they're going to feed the big senior running back again. 6:25 to go in this fourth quarter. Mountain Julep 14, Clay County 6. Two wideouts right. Tight end left. Two-man backfield. Link under center. Hand off to Heilig. Heilig's in the middle. He bounces to the outside. He's upended by B.J. Emerton. And a flag flies here. I'm not sure what it was. Probably a hold, but nice job by Emerton. The tackle may not stand. Depends on if we accept this penalty.
Well, my man Bryson Burchett usually comes up and takes out those legs and kind of that second-level enforcer, if I call him. B.J. Emerton's been that tonight. Five tackles and some good stops on probably one of the best backs we'll ever see this year, for sure.
With the exception possibly of Braxton Gibbons at Gordon's, well, you are correct. And that was a holding play that's going to be accepted. That's a 10-yard penalty back in the Saints all the way up to the Bulldog 41-yard line. Big break there, so Emerton's tackle will not stand. In the stat book, however, big momentum here on what's now first and 20 for the Saints. Link under center. Two wide left, tight end right. Two men in the backfield. Heilig the tailback. Hand off to him. Taken down to the line of scrimmage.
Dalton Gold.
Gold with a tackle for a loss. Perhaps we'll have to check the spot. Yes, give him a T for L there. As the ball now sets at the Bulldog 42-yard line. Loss of one for Heilig. And that's exactly what Clay County needed. Second and 21. After the holding penalty and Goad's tackle for loss. 5:25 to play. Clay County trails by 8, 14-6. Link steps back into the shotgun set. Heilig on his left hip. Too wide to the left. Tight end to the right. Link hooks the pass. He's under pressure from Goad. Will he get him? No, he does not. But it is an incomplete pass. The pressure from Goad forcing the sophomore quarterback just to chunk it out of bounds. Could have been an intentional grounded. Perhaps the receiver was in the area.
Link's going to have nightmares tonight about number 62. Dalton Gold has been in his face all night long, along with this Bulldog defense. Kept Clay County in this game plenty of time, like you said, Daniel. Need a big stop here. Third and forever. Huge, huge play right here.
Certainly so. Third and 21, we're seeing yardage stepped off here. It was intentional grounding, perhaps. If so, that's going to be penalty yardage plus a loss of down for the Saints, if that was the penalty. They're back into their own territory now as the officials march it across past midfield. It sets at the Saints 44, and this is third and around 35 for the Saints. Definite passing down here. Two wide and a tight end to the right. One wide to the left. Heilig in the backfield. Link in the shotgun. Here's the snap. It is a pass. Here's Gold. He's going to be blocked by Heilig, though. However, Strong was not. Strong takes down Link after Link is forced to throw it away. And this Bulldog defensive line of Wade Coons, Zach Strong, and Dalton Gold are really stepping up.
Jolin's played a good game, too. The pressure has been unbelievable in Christian Link's face tonight. You know, they had receivers running deep all over. They got the speed, but you can't get it off when you got somebody in your face, Daniel.
5:05 to play. Clay County going to get the ball back here as they have forced a Saint punt deep in this fourth quarter. They do trail by one possession, 14-6. Looks like number 33, Mason Sharp, drops back for a possible punt return. Kick is away. Sharp's going to wisely let it go. It hits at the 10. Going to make it into the end zone. Clay County's going to have the ball safely resting at their 20-yard line to start this next drive. Coach Edwards, we've not given you a chance to say much here lately. Anything of interest to mention?
Oh, no, I don't have anything right now. No new scores or anything. We're just I'm pretty impressed by this Bulldog defense, I'll have to say.
I concur. 80 yards away from a possible tie to this ball game. It would take a touchdown and a successful two-point conversion for that to happen.
Markham's on the field.
Markham sets it left wing. Everton split wide to the right. Burks at right wing. He comes in motion. Hand off to Markham. He gets in the middle, bounces out. No gain. Possible loss. We'll have to check the spot. Second and 10 to 11. Depending on the spot for Clay County. Loss of two. Second and 12. Clay County hopefully can get moving here. They would not have to go for it on a fourth if they didn't. 4:30 and ticking here, and they have all three timeouts left. They'd have time to stop for the Saints if they get the ball back. Hopefully they won't have to do that, though. Mark him in motion. Hand off to him. He goes around right side, cuts it back into the teeth of that defense. Picks up a few, but not many. Clock does continue to run here. We're at 4:10 and ticking.
Pretty predictable. I mean, when Markham's in the game, he's touched it, guys. I think we need to see a little more play action here. Beautiful ball down the sideline to B.J. Emerson on that last drive. I'd like to see it again and see Ashlock put it on target in stride.
Ball rest at the Bulldog 23, 3rd and 7, after a pickup of around 5 for Markham. Ashlock under center, Markham in motion left to right, fake to him. Here's the pass, Ashlock's got it away, throws a strike to Jacob Burdett, he catches it for the first down. He's dancing up to the 35-yard line, and the sophomore records his first official catch of this season, Coach Edwards, and it's a big one.
As that ball went through, somebody wearing a white jersey went right through their hands, bounced perfectly for Jacob Burnett. He picked it up, ran it about 5 more yards for the first down.
Ball rest at the Bulldog 36. Last night, the Salina K-8 Junior High won here on a deflected touchdown catch by Jimmy Burchett, similar to what we just saw by Jacob Burnett. 1st and 10 for the Dogs. They're on the move. Hand off to Burks. He tests the left side of the defense, gets positive yardage. It's who moves it up to the Bulldog 39. 3:08 to play here in this contest. Clay County driving. They prepare to snap on the 5th play of this possession after what we'll call a pickup of 4 by Burks to set up 2nd and 6. Jacob Burnett split wide to the left. Ashlock under center. Markham in motion left to right. It's a fake looking to pass. Balls away. Caught by Dakota McGee, and he gets up to the 50-yard line almost. More importantly, Clay County first down, and the drive continues. The senior with his 2nd catch of the night out of his backfield fullback position. And it moves up now to 1 yard away from Saint territory. It's in the Bulldog 49.
Well, you've seen one-handed catches. That was a one-handed throw. They had Ashlock around the waist with his arm behind his back. What a play by the athletic Ashlock.
Ashlock under center, Markham in motion. He gets the carry, goes around the right side, kicks on the jets, puts on the brakes, tries to cut it north and south, picks up 1 yard as he gets it right to midfield. To set up 2nd and 9, Clay County 50 yards away. We do have a Saint down on the field. We're going to, Coach, do you have a do or do not have a scoreboard? No scoreboard update. There's 2:09 remaining here as there is a Saint down the field. Clay County's driving. They're 50 yards away from possibly tying this game up. We're going to go to a break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go.
We return here, still in injury timeout at Clay County High School. There's 2:09 remaining in this contest. Mount Juliet Christian leads 14-6 over the Bulldogs. However, Clay County has it at the 50-yard line.
and are driving towards the end zone. We're going to go ahead and do a budget pest control scoreboard update.
A few updates here. Fourth quarter, Cookeville 55, White County 0. Third quarter, Upperman 21, Livingston Academy 0. Republic 8, Oakland 63. That's also in the third quarter. Trousdale County 35, Gordonsville 14, third quarter.
And they've opened that one up.
Clinton, Kentucky 50, Pickett County 12 in the fourth quarter.
I was rooting for the Bobcats in that interstate game, yeah.
Exactly. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug.
50 yards is the distance that Clay County needs to traverse to potentially tie this game up. They have fought tooth and nail throughout the contest, and they have not backed down. They've earned the right here to potentially try to tie it up with 2:07 remaining. Here we go. Second nine. Ashlock under center. Sharp in motion. Clay County going to pass. Ball's away. They take a shot with Emerton. That ball is incomplete. Nice pass. The defensive back for the Saints just made a great play. Clay County still has third down here. Third and nine from the 50. Plenty of time to go back to the ground. Markham re-enters the contest after resting up on the sideline during that long injury timeout.
I like the call, Daniel. Jake Johnson taking the shot right here into double coverage, but Ashlock gave Emerton a chance. He went up, climbed the tree, and almost came down with it.
Eighth play of this historic drive. What would be historic if it could successfully be completed? Kobe Bowles, no, McGee the fullback, Markham at left wing, he goes into motion, going to be another Clay County pass, screen pass to Markham, he's got it, 45, 50, he's across the 50, he does not cross the 50, no gain for Markham, screen pass well defended by the Saints, fourth and nine, let's check the spot, maybe a gain of one, pick up a one on the pass play to Markham. Fourth and eight. Minute 28 on the clock. Clay County going to take a timeout here and talk about this one. We'll go ahead and take a timeout here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Well, this is the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. Minute 28 to play. Clay County's got it fourth and eight. They're 49 yards away from points. However, on this play, a first down would keep this drive alive. Coming out of this timeout, hopefully Clay County's got something up their sleeve. McGee the fullback, Markham left wing, Burchett right wing. Ashlock under center. Pass play it is. Ball's away, intercepted. The Saints have it. Number three for them. Returns it back into Bulldog territory. And that's likely this ball game as Gavin Forsha came up with the interception on this fourth down. Stranger things have happened, though. We will not give up here on this contest. There's a minute 20 remaining.
Not quite sure what Ashlock was seeing right there on that play. Did have a little pressure in the backfield. Let it loose. Nobody was there but a white jersey.
Clay County needs a turnover here bad. They do have two timeouts remaining to stop the clock. If the Saints choose to run the ball, which I imagine they will, Saints do take over at the Bulldog 40. One wide to the right, two wide to the left. Link under center. Each time he's been under center, it's been a handoff to Heilig. Ball snapped. Handoff is to Heilig. Flags fly. Heilig's going to have a big run, but it's not going to stand. Actually, he's going to make it to the end zone, but a flag was thrown prior to the snap. This one's going to come back, I believe, against the Saints.
Well, again, you can see the caliber of running back that Darius Heilick is on that play. Shed two tackles at the point of attack, took it down the sideline, high-stepped into the end zone. Let's hope it's coming back.
It is. False start against the Saints. It'll back them up 5 yards, first and 15 from the Bulldog 45. That clock is stopped at 1:07 to play. Clay County with a couple of timeouts in head coach Jake Johnson's pocket, and he'll be able to pull those out when necessary. Play's blown in. The clock is still stopped, though. First and 15. Hopefully Dalton Gold, Zach Strong, Joseph Jolin, and Wade Coons up front, along with Hayden Cherry, can get some penetration. Force a loose ball here. Too wide to the right, along with a tight end for the Saints. Heilick the single back. Link under center. Ball snapped. Handoff to Heilick. Tackle made by Jolin. However, Heilick maintains possession of the ball as we see Coach Johnson call a timeout. Stopping that clock at 1:02 in this contest. We'll go ahead and stay with you here. 1:02 remaining here at John Teeples Field. Clay County trails by 8 points, 14-6. They had a nice drive going a few moments ago. It was on the ninth play of that drive that we saw the Jake Ashlock interception on fourth down.
You know, that was a deflating call there to see that interception. But I tell you what, you can't let it take the gusto away from what this team has done tonight, guys. Just a valiant effort here in what looks like it's going to be a losing effort. But to come into this ball game and think that it would be 14-6 with a minute to play, I wouldn't have said that early on.
Clay County, the losers of the contest last year down at Mount Juliet Christian by a score of 42-15. Mount Juliet still having a lot of those key players back this year. However, they did lose their quarterback along with some linemen. Clay County, as we've talked about on that, had several starters out with injuries. And we're going to get ready for the last minute and 2 seconds of this contest. Second 11 after the 4-yard pickup by Heilick. Link once again hands off to Heilick. He's around the left side, going to pick up the first down and be tackled inbounds by the Dogs. After they set these first down chains, we will see that clock start to tick. So 25 seconds here, we'll be able to be ran off by the Saints. Coach Johnson immediately calls that last timeout. 53.2 seconds remain. We're going to go ahead and go to break here. Come back for the conclusion of this contest.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network. 53.2 seconds remain in this contest. The eighth contest in the series of matchups between the Saints and the Bulldogs over the years. And right now, it's first and 10 for the Saints, and they enter victory formation as Clay County has no timeouts left. They'll snap the ball, take a knee, and Clay County can only sit and watch this clock tick as they have no way to stop it at this point. Thomas, Clay County going to lose this one tonight as we see 40 seconds and ticking. The Saints going to have to take at least one more knee here. We're going to talk in great detail about a lot of the positives that came out of this game during our DQ postgame show.
Of course, and I tell you one, Darius Heilick didn't get into the end zone tonight, and you could tell he was wanting it on those last few runs. Class act by the coach over here at Mount Juliet Christian to hit the victory formation.
Very true. He's going to get his team out of here healthy. And you know what? We came in injury-plagued. Fortunately, I don't think we lost anyone during tonight's contest. As now we're under 10 seconds to play after that second knee was taken. 3-2-1. Clay County goes to 3-1 on this 2018 season. They do lose here tonight to a strong Mount Juliet Christian team by a score of 14-6. It was an excellent contest, however. We're going to play a few ads, tabulate some stats, come back and break this thing down on our DQ post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the DQ post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ post-game show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Return to the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we just witnessed Clay County play one heck of a football game, but just come up just short, 14-6, to Mount Juliet Christian. Coach, what a football game this was tonight.
I agree, Thomas. It was, it was good to see the Dog defense in particular do such a great job with a high-powered offense. I mean, those guys have got
some kids on that offense, they're going to play at the next level. And Clay did a nice job tonight of containing them.
They sure did. And just going through the summary, it was a 14-0 ball game at halftime here. And the two plays really came on two breakdowns. Well, one was special teams. In a 7-0 first quarter, Mount Juliet Christian went up on a 60-yard punt return touchdown from senior wide receiver. What's his first name? Daniel Collier.
Logan Collier.
And I tell you what, we talk about Darius Heilig, but I tell you, Collier was the best athlete on the field tonight.
Without a doubt, Heilig, of course, is the pounding ground guy, but Collier, he showed speed that we probably won't see again this year.
Let's hope not. 60-yard punt return touchdown, 7-0 at the end of one, and then battled throughout the second quarter. Clay County put together a couple of drives that ate some clock, and Dalton Goad turned them back, had a huge game, which we'll get to in a little while, but the defense just kept coming up strong until a late interception with under a minute to go in the first half that Collier picked, took back, flipped the field, got it down in the red zone. They scored on a 24-yard touchdown pass with 29 seconds to go in the first half. Just a killer. Went up 14-0 at the break.
It was. That was big. And, you always go back and analyze the game, and you go to a point that you'd like to have changed. And that one, that was tough. But you know what? Clay County went into the locker room. They regrouped and came out, and we saw an outstanding third-quarter football between both teams.
We did, and it was accounted, or it was made up of two drives, one that extended into the fourth quarter. That's what was impressive. I think Mount Julian Christian went on a 10 or 11-play drive. We turned them back again. Dalton Goad, Wade Coons, all those names you listed up front, turned them back with a turnover on downs. We talked about how that was probably the ball game. And it was. It kept Clay County in it, and they responded with a drive of their own, Danny.
They did. Mount Juliet Christian, 11-play drive. We came back with a 13-play drive, like you said, that actually overlapped into the fourth quarter.
Both of them, none of them came up with points, so still 14-0, Mount Juliet Christian heading into the fourth quarter. And then here Clay County came again. Dalton Goad, another big sack after Heilig got close to the end zone, turned them back. They had a bad snap on a punt. We got pretty good field position. Took over at the 22-yard line, I think, Daniel.
That on a field goal attempt.
That's right. That's a bad snap on a field goal attempt. I apologize. Took over at the 22-yard line. Jared Markham entered the contest and does what Jared Markham does. Broke one for 32 yards. Set us up at the 25-yard line. I'm not sure where he got to. I apologize. Anyway, and then we hit B.J. Emerton down the sideline. Ashlock finally threw a strike, and Markham capped it from 6 yards out, 14-6 after the failed conversion, and Clay County was back in this ballgame.
They were, and the play, you know, Ashlock had some inconsistency tonight, and we'll see that when we do stats in a little bit. But that particular pass play to B.J. Emerton, he threw that ball about 35 yards on a rope. I mean, it was just a laser. Not many kids could have thrown like he did on that, and it was beautiful.
It was. And then, you know, we said after we scored, the Bulldog defense had to step up. Well, they answered the bell time and time again tonight, forced a punt. We got the ball back with just under 5 minutes to play in this ball game and started a march, Daniel. Put it together, found Burnett on a little deflection play, his first catch of maybe his career, 13-yard gain for the first down. Burks banged it ahead for 3 yards, found McGee for another first down, 10-yard pitching catch. There we are, 50-yard line, under 2 minutes to play, took a couple shots, and one was a final interception, which sealed the deal.
It was a fourth down play. Tried to throw a little seam pass, and they had an inside linebacker that just kind of took a few back pedals and laid in wait, and that was the game. Mount Juliet Christian took back over, took a few knees, and that was it. Mount Juliet Christian did win here tonight by a score of 14-6. We're going to take one more short break.
come back and announce the TDS top performer, give you the Bulldog stats, give you the Mount Juliet stats, and wrap it up here tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show after these words from our sponsor here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We return here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the DQ Post Game Show. And in this fourth game of the 2018 season, the visiting Mount Juliet Christian Academy Saints were victorious over the Clay County Bulldogs 14-6. We've talked already about how great an effort it was that Clay County put out in this loss. They had several starters out tonight. John Copeland out. Bryson Burchett out. Markham was limited in first half action. A great effort, and we're going to see some of that in the stats of the Saints that Coach Edwards is fixed to share with us.
Well, Daniel Thomas, I've got to commend the – I don't believe much in moral victories, but I've got to commend the Dogs tonight. We were talking about during the break there that, the effort. It was a great effort. I think it's a great game plan that Coach Johnson had going in.
I agree.
Executed well. A few miscues here and there. But outside of that, I think I'm pretty impressed with the Bulldogs tonight.
I think it'd be fair to say that we have seen this Clay County team improve each week that they've taken the field. Yes, tonight was a loss, but they played better tonight than they had in the prior three games, even though some of those were big wins. And it was against the most sound technical team we faced this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Quarterback Christian Link, 6 of 13 on the night, 91 yards and a touchdown strike. The big name coming in was Darius Heilick. He was held to, well, he came alive there in the second half a lot more. Had a total of 17 carries for 64 yards. Did not get in the end zone. But that's pretty big, keeping him out of the end zone. Probably the player of the night, though, for Mount Judah Christian had to be Logan Collier. He 62-yard punt return for a touchdown. Went in as a backup quarterback and had a 41-yard run. Also rushed five rushes for 39 yards and was the leading receiver. Two catches for 48 yards and a touchdown.
And an interception on that defensive
side. And an interception, absolutely, which was a 30 or 35-yard return.
He was the most impressive athlete on the field, and that's saying something when Darius Heilick's out there.
Sure.
Tonight, Collier, like you said, he needs to play somewhere at the next level.
Yeah. A clean game. Mount Judah Christian had 7 penalties for 50 yards. Clay County only had 2 penalties on the night. One of them was that pass interference that we talked about was a good penalty because it saved a touchdown, and the other was a 5-yard offsides penalty.
I think you got to credit Coach Johnson again on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Great game plan, like you said, and got some discipline instilled in these Bulldogs, and they're really playing for him. And you saw that tonight, Daniel.
No delay of game, penalties, no false starts on offense. Maybe one, but still, if I'm having to try to remember, maybe one. That's a pretty clean game.
It is, and he stuck with his philosophy. Keep it on the ground, but he did open the playbook up a little bit, took some shots downfield. I really liked the mix tonight, and we'll get to that right here. Ashlock was 6 for 14, so he threw the ball 14 times. That's 10 more than last week. For 75 yards, did have the two crucial interceptions. But, gained some yardage. The big play, of course, was to Emerton on that scoring drive, Daniel.
It was. I'm a little dejected right now after this loss, even though it was such a great effort.
And then on the ground, the team carried 46 times for 163 yards. So, not a great average, but still a pretty good average, and just banged away all night long. And the leading rusher, believe it or not, Jared Markham, 11 carries for 65 yards and that touchdown that brought Jonah E. Stadium to life here, Daniel.
Jared looked healthy tonight. Coming into this game, it was Coach Johnson's intent to set him we got to a point in the game where I don't think he could resist any longer. It's hard to have that weapon on your sideline and not put him in. He looked healthy, though. I think he's getting close to 100%.
And then White Burks, again, another just hard-nosed running night, 15 carries, 56 yards. You got to talk about the way White Burks has stepped up for this team.
White's been very impressive. Just both sides of the ball. He's been a great player this year. Kind of came out of nowhere, like you mentioned in some earlier broadcasts. This is the first time we got to see him showcase his talents, and he's got some.
And with the starting fullback out, John Copeland, a huge loss for this team. The freshman, Kobe Bowles, came in, banged away, stuck his nose in there. 13 carries tonight, guys, 32 yards.
picked up some key first downs in those carries.
He did, and then Mason Sharp didn't see quite as much out of Sharp tonight. Five carries for 12 yards, and Ashlock rounded out the rushing, two carries, negative two. So a pretty good night again on the ground for Clay County. Not as much in the offensive stats as far as total-wise as we've seen in the past, but the big story, guys, is Clay County defense and what they did on that side of the ball, led by those guys up front. I think that was the story there. Of course, Dalton Goad had a huge night tonight. Five tackles, two of them for loss, and four sacks, which is unheard of, really, especially in single-A ball.
We've not seen that type play in several years out of a Clay County defensive lineman.
B.J. Emerton also stepped up on that side of the ball, came up, brought down Darius Heilig, stuck his nose in there, had five tackles tonight. Hayden Cherry, the senior, had four. We talked about him all night long, containing him on the edge. Just a great effort by Cherry. The freshman, again, Wade Coons, had two huge plays, a tackle for loss and a big game-changing sack that killed a drive for Mountain Juliet Christian. Carson Sharp had a tackle in his first start in the defensive backfield. Jacob Burnett had a tackle. Wyatt Burks had three. Joseph Jolin up front had three. Colby Bowles also played defense tonight and had three tackles. Zach Strong, not as much as we heard from him last week, but still a solid game tonight. Credited him with two tackles. And Mason Sharp had two. Just a great overall game. And those stats don't show the heart, the will, the drive behind that Bulldog defense tonight.
They don't. It was a great effort. I know that Coach Johnson is pleased with his kids. He's not going to fault them by any means in terms of the effort they put forth. And this is a Clay County team. When they're healthy, I think that we can beat anybody on our schedule, and almost did tonight. Let's go ahead and do the TDS top performer here on the Dairy Queen Post Game Show. That player is Dalton Goad, the sophomore phenom defensive lineman, plays nose guard. He's very quick, very big, very strong. And he's got a nose for the football, takes good angles, runs down running backs and quarterbacks with his speed. He had five solo stops tonight, two tackles for loss, as you just mentioned, along with those four quarterback sacks. In my memory of looking through old Bulldog stats that we like to keep and share prior to our games and our Carquest pregame show, I don't think that I have any documentation of a player having more than four in a contest. There's a few that's had that many, but Go joins that select few who's had four quarterback sacks in a contest, and that earned him tonight's TDS top performer. Several key stops at certain times and drives that folks can read all about in your write-up in the paper this coming week.
And that's what I was going to say. That he had those four sacks, but they also came at crucial times. Dalton Goad steps up when it's time to step up and ends drives.
He does, and we love to call that action each time they do, and we get quite excited. he was tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We'll kick it over to Coach Edwards for our final segment, the last Budget Pest Control scoreboard update.
Well, guys, you congratulations to Dalton Goad on that, well deserved. But he was also in the backfield a lot, not just on the sacks. He was a nightmare for Mountain Juliet Christian's offensive line.
And, well, several plays that aren't recorded, you know,
right. Like
you
said,
pressures, yeah. Making them throw it early, yeah. And maybe even creating sacks for other players, you know, with his defense.
And on the other side of the ball, I thought our offensive line did a nice job,
yeah,
tonight. And last week, you know, Jake was never under pressure very much. Didn't have to rush his throws and opened up some holes for Wide and Markham to
great
get
team
yard.
Effort.
So
it's a great team,
yeah,
effort.
He has been sacked very few times in these four games this year. That's true.
Maybe the weakest link here tonight might have been the broadcast team.
Could have been.
We certainly do not claim to be seasoned veterans at this point,
or at least the producer. I'll say that. Got several finals here. From around the region and the area, we'll start off in East Tennessee. Alcoa 38, Maryville 34, Maryville 28.
Woo, the really? Coach Gary Rankin up there with the Tornadoes beating the 6A neighbors. That's
yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Macon County picked up their first win tonight, 29-7 over White House Heritage. Cookeville 55, White County 0. Upperman 21, Livingston Academy 0. I think Upperman's 4-0.
Undefeated.
Great team, and I tell you, Livingston has battled with several good teams already this year. You know, took Cookeville the distance and 21-0 against a good Upperman team. That's not bad either.
No. Oakland 70, Republic 8. Kind of what we expected.
Yeah.
Trousdale County 42, Gordonsville 20. Final score.
The Tigers hung around a little.
And I have another one that shows the fourth quarter, but it's probably over by now. But it was 50-12, Clinton, Kentucky, over Pickett County in the fourth quarter. But that's probably going final now. I'd say Clinton probably held on with a 38-point lead there in the fourth quarter. As always, a scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. And Luke would like to remind everybody to don't wait, exterminate.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that does bring us to the conclusion of our broadcast here tonight on Horizon Sports Network. Your final score from John Teeples Field was Mount Juliet Christian 14, the Clay County Bulldogs 6. They go to 3-1 on the season. We'll be up in Putnam County on the mountain at Monterey next Friday night to bring you action starting at 6 o'clock with the CarQuest pregame show. Please join us at that time.